1-800-700-0573.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, 410 Denver Boulder. And on AM760.net.
State of the Union, the State of Iraq, making his case to pessimistic voters and lawmakers.
A second look at the pill.
To make sure that those standards for new products are up to date.
Could they, the Oscar contenders?
Dreamgirls, Babel, and The Departed.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. President Bush uses a prime time platform tonight to deliver his State of the Union address at a moment when his approval ratings are at new lows. With a preview, let's go live to CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
The president will seek common ground with Democrats. Spokesman Tony Snow previews the approach he'll take on health care, immigration, and energy, and on the contentious war issue.
Here's a challenge. It was here before the election. It's here after the election. It can be around for a while. Now, you Democrats and you Republicans have said you want to get something done. Here's a way to do it.
Senator and presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton tells CBS News she has an open mind about the speech.
He's opening the door. We've got our ideas in the Democratic Congress. Let's work together.
But Senator Clinton already says some of the president's proposals might not be bold enough. CBS News chief Washington correspondent Bob Schieffer looks at the president's challenge.
I think it's an important speech, but boy, if ever a president had a tall order, this one's it. His approval ratings are at an all-time low.
I'm Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill. As President Bush speaks for the first time before a Democratic Congress, the subject on everybody's mind is going to be Iraq. The president's plan to send more troops has run into a buzzsaw of opposition, and the Senate, led by Democrat Harry Reid, will soon consider a resolution rejecting the idea.
It is the president who will find he no longer has a blank check.
There is no doubt in terms of President Bush's State of the Union speeches, tonight's audience will be the toughest. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
In Iraq today, a new wave of funerals the day after attacks left more than 100 people dead. And the U.S. military has confirmed three more troops have been killed. That's Al-Qaeda number two, Ayman al-Zawahiri, in his latest video mocking the U.S. troop escalation in Iraq, boasting the insurgents could take on the entire U.S. Army. Opening statements are set for today in the trial of Louis Libby, the former top aide to Vice President Dick Cheney.
The charges stem from the investigation of the outing of CIA officer Valerie Plame after her husband, former Ambassador Joseph Wilson, accused the White House of manipulating intelligence to justify the Iraq invasion. Prosecutors will tell jurors this is a simple case of right and wrong.
They say that Libby just plain lied to hide his own role and the role of others in the Plame affair, and that the defense story is just window dressing.
That defense story, CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
Libby's attorneys want to try to put jurors inside the White House with all of its frenetic activity so that they can better sell the defense here that Libby essentially forgot what he had said or not said about Valerie Plame.
The defense worked hard to try to keep people who opposed the Iraq war off the jury. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Money and politics, they go together like Uncle and Sam. Live to CBS's Dave Barrett.
You want to be president? You raise money and it's yours. Democrat Hillary Clinton is bypassing federal funding because even though it might provide her White House run with roughly $150 million, that'd be the limit. Senator Clinton can raise more privately, perhaps a half billion bucks if she wins the nomination. Analyst John Harris is with Politico.com.
What this means is almost certainly other candidates will follow suit because they don't want to be at a competitive disadvantage financially.
Currently, you can check a box on your federal tax return and $3 go to the election fund, but fewer than 10% of taxpayers checked the box last year. Next.
In about a half an hour, movie fans will learn who's on the short list for this year's Oscars. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
Three films seem to be sure bets to receive nominations for Best Picture. Dreamgirls has won a number of major awards, including the Golden Globe for Best Musical or Comedy. Also expected to be in the battle for Best Picture is the complicated ensemble drama Babel, starring Brad Pitt and Kate Blanchett.
Why can't you just relax?
And the Martin Scorsese mob drama The Departed should receive a Best Picture nomination as well.
We are building a case, and it takes time.
Among performers expected to receive nominations are Helen Mirren, Eddie Murphy, and Jennifer Hudson. We'll all know for sure in around 90 minutes. Steve Futterman, CBS News. At Academy Headquarters in Beverly Hills.
It's 4 past the hour.
Call the Mortgage Store today at 303-423-7171.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. It's been 3 weeks since the murder of Broncos cornerback Darrett Williams, and despite some speculation, the case apparently is not being considered by a grand jury. That, according to Lynn Kimbrough of the Denver DA's office.
A Denver grand jury does not have that case.
and a Denver grand jury is not taking testimony in that case.
Williams was gunned down on New Year's morning while riding in a limo. There are no suspects in custody. The state Senate has voted along party lines in favor of joining with other states in bypassing the Electoral College system. Senate Majority Leader Ken Gordon says nine states are thinking about that proposal, which would award electoral votes to the winner of the nationwide popular vote. The idea is being promoted by Fair Vote, a national voting reform group. And the Bush administration is taking heat for harm caused to Swift and Company during an immigration raid. That December 12th raid led to the arrest of almost 1,300 workers in six states. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Good morning. Big improvement so far over this time yesterday. A collision-free start to the morning with highways that are much clearer and drier. Now, you still want to slow down at those bridges, overpasses, on and off ramps, which could still be slick. Side streets, the toughest areas to navigate, still snow-packed and icy for the most part. You also want to keep in mind eastbound 14th still closed between Spear and Delaware for waterline work. Just follow the detours. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, mostly cloudy this morning, turning sunny, breezy.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free DVD and $200 discount certificate. 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
Most of us know that after getting a gift, it's proper etiquette to send a thank you. From birthdays to weddings, baby showers to retirement parties, mailing that little card stating your appreciation is pretty standard practice. But one group hasn't been thanked enough. Our nation's veterans gave up prime years. Tens of thousands gave their lives to give us the freedoms and liberties we enjoy every day. They fought and died to preserve our freedom. And that's a gift you just can't put a price on. Can you send every one of them a thank you note? No, but you can express your appreciation another way. By donating to the Greatest Generations Foundation, you'll not only be sharing your gratitude with our veterans, you'll also be offering them the opportunity to go back to where they fought. These trips afford them the opportunity to find freedom for themselves and to take part in a celebration of peace. That may be the greatest thank you one can give. Please contact the Greatest Generations Foundation today at 303-331-1944. 303-331-1944 or online at tggf.us.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd. And a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-4648. Again, that's 1-800-550-4648. 1-800-550-4648.
And now for the weather. Today's weather brought to you by the American Stroke Association.
All across America, it's a clear, beautiful day with temperatures in the 70s and not a drop of rain forecasted. However, it seems African Americans can expect a chance of rain. Oh, and a chance of hail, a chance of multiple Class 5 tornadoes. And if that's not enough, watch out, a chance of a freak meteor shower later this afternoon. The odds are it's going to be very dangerous out there.
It's called the odds, and the odds are African Americans suffer almost twice the risk of having a stroke as white Americans. But the forecast doesn't have to be so gloomy. There are steps you can take to help beat the odds. Start by calling 1-888-4-STROKE or go online to strokeassociation.org. Join the power to end stroke. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Hydrogen cyanide, carbon monoxide, just two of the toxic gases in every puff of cigarette smoke. When in the presence of others, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Give you some good news.
Yes.
Want some good news about
yes,
the weather?
I want good news.
Okay, it's going to become sunny.
Shell just made skiing and riding your favorite mountains a whole lot easier. Right now, buy 10 gallons of gasoline at participating Shell stations and get a ski voucher good for a free adult lift ticket with the purchase of an adult lift ticket to Winter Park, Copper Mountain, Monarch, or Crested Butte Ski Resort. The next time you get gasoline, why not ski free with Shell? See participating locations or log on to SkiFreeDeals.com for blackout dates and details. Offer ends April 15th.
40 degrees is pretty decent.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's going to be a nice day today. So once again, if you're planning to go out this morning, you might want to bundle up because it's in the 20s, but it's eventually going to get up to be sunny and a high of 40.
I might actually be able to get out there and start getting the ice off my driveway and
yeah.
Get
so
back
that's,
down.
That's good positive news.
Yeah.
We talked a little bit about this yesterday. I want to talk about it again, and I'm going to talk about it again throughout the morning. The right wing in this country, and if we have any conservatives listening, you know, you guys, and I'm not saying you personally are responsible for this, but you're going to have to own up to this. Here's what ends up happening. They start a rumor. They plant an idea, and in this case it comes from the conservative, the right wing magazine, Insight. And they do a story, and they loosely source it, and they don't really give you any attributes as to where the quotes are coming from. And then from the pages of Insight, which is, by the way, published by the Washington Times, which is a notoriously very right-wing newspaper owned by the Reverend Moon, who marries thousands of people in stadiums, then it takes on a life of its own, and then it works its way around the grapevine, and other people pick it up, including Fox News, which I hesitate to use the word news, Fox Facts or something, and the rest of the media picks it up, including the right-wing talking heads here in this town. So on one of the talk shows, and I'm not going to name names, but on one of the talk shows last week, the big topic was that Barack Obama had been educated as a child, somewhere between the ages of 6 and 13, in a madrasa in Indonesia. Now, I didn't hear the show. And John Turk, who produces this program, didn't hear it either. But John gets email and gets a rundown of what all the other talk shows do. And we send them one about what we do. So John says to me, oh, man, look at this. Can you believe this? And I looked at it, and the topic they had done was, would you want a president who had been educated in a madrasa? And I said to John, you can testify to this. I said, that's BS. That story is BS. Didn't I say that?
Yeah, that was your initial reaction.
I said, that story's BS, but these guys ran with it for about two to three hours. Well, CNN decided to get to the bottom of this, and they sent a reporter to Jakarta, Indonesia, to check out the school that Obama had gone to when he lived in Indonesia as a child from 1967 to 1971 with his mother and stepfather. And the school is not a madrasa. It is a Muslim school because the majority of the kids in Indonesia are Muslim, but there are also Christians there, Christian children, and they are taught about the Christian religion. Muslim children are taught about the Muslim religion, and the school, which was founded by the Dutch in 1934, does not concentrate on religion. They are considered to be a public school that teaches public courses.
Which, of course, Fox News would have, or the Washington Times would have found out if they had sent a reporter.
If they had sent a reporter. Now, Fox tried to cover their tracks on this whole thing by saying that, well, the people on Fox, and I believe the guy was John Gibson, and there may have been others, that they were just giving their opinion. Now, this goes back to what I talked about here like last week, about the fact that the lines between journalism and entertainment and journalism and commentary have been smeared. They've been blurred. And in the year 2006, when you watch these shows, you got to be very, and you listen to talk radio, you got to be very, 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 very careful as to what you hear and what you believe without sitting down, without taking the further step of checking it out yourself. Taking something that any talk show host or any of these people say, myself included, John M., anybody, and repeating it by rote to somebody else, chances are, I'm not saying all the time, but the chances are very, very good that you're going to step in something. And in this case, those people who tried to pull this smear on Obama stepped in it big time. Now, what they're saying is that Hillary Clinton's camp circulated this, which is an absolute lie. Okay? It's an absolute frickin' lie. So, I'm going to be talking about this on and off throughout the morning because I want everybody who listens to this show to hear this, and I want them to repeat it to their friends. And you can go to CNN's website, and you can look for yourself, and you can see it for yourself, that CNN debunked false report about Obama. This is how scared the right wing is of Barack Obama.
Yeah, yeah.
They are frightened to death of this man because they don't have anything on him, and they are out there grasping as hard as they can to find something.
No, they're not even grasping. They're just making stuff up.
And it's sad. It's sad that this kind of stuff goes on. It's sad that this stuff goes on. But now you know it's not the truth.
Yeah.
And one of the guys who did this talk show about Obama and the madrasa, I sent him a copy of the CNN article and said, don't you think you owe your audience an apology? And those of us who support Barack Obama, don't you think you owe us an apology? And we'll see if he answers me. But I wanted to get that out of the way right from the very beginning. And I want people to remember that, and I want them to repeat it. And I want people to know that this is what the media is up to. And that it is, once again, it's a critical mistake to listen to what anybody says, me, Rush Limbaugh, anybody, you know, Fox, CNN, you know, if you have any degree of doubt about any of this stuff, okay, take the time to sit down in front of your computer and Google it out and look around to see if that's the truth. Now, I had a caller yesterday who claimed that John Kerry made a comment about amnesty for illegal aliens and that it ran in the New York Times. When I said to him, give me the name of any member of the Democratic Party that has talked about amnesty. Now, amnesty means no conditions. Well, he swore he had sent it to us.
Yeah,
and John Turk didn't remember getting it. I sat down and Googled it and Yahooed it about six or seven ways. I had Turk do it as well. There is no New York Times. I also Googled the New York Times, of which I'm a subscriber, and I have access to their website. There was no New York Times article, okay? And the only source we could find, even close to relating to this, is Newsmax, which is a right-wing website which as much as like 90 days ago or even farther back than that, was saying that there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq and that they had been spirited to Lebanon or Syria. Okay? So, once again, see, you know, here it is. Somebody tries to slide one by me. Now, I'm sure this guy in all sincerity believed that Kerry had made those comments, but what probably happened was he probably heard another talk show host on another radio station, and the majority of them, all of them in this town are right-wing, made that statement, and he picked it up and then parroted it back to me.
Taking it as gospel.
Right, but I went and checked it out, and it doesn't exist. And if anybody can find it, I'll get on the air and acknowledge that I'm wrong. But I looked for it. And, Turk, how many times did you look for it? Three or four?
Yeah, I used all the major search engines. I couldn't find it.
Yeah, all right. So this is what happens with this. This is what happens when you go around and you repeat stuff off the media and off talk radio and off the regular media, because when you do it, you get yourself into trouble, because that stuff's not easily found, or it comes from some obscure, questionable source, like Insight Magazine or Newsmax, and these publications have agendas. They have agendas.
But we know, we all know Fox News is fair and balanced. They don't have an agenda.
Well, right. Well, listen, I got people working here who believe that Fox News is fair and balanced.
That's incredible.
Well, sad, but it's true. 21 minutes after 6. Good morning. Good to have you here.
For some high school students, school can be a dangerous place. Just being in school can be a struggle. But despite all the obstacles, inside every high school student is a graduate. Go to boostup.org and find out how you can help a friend finish high school. Boostup.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoose. And I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible. So I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics. And I'm giving it away. That's right, it's free. All you have to do to get it is call 1-800-992-3370. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich. Very rich. And my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call 1-800-992-3370. Get your free tape right now. 1-800-992-3370. 1-800-992-3370.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-335-1850. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's National toll-free hotline for your foreclosure list at 800-335-1850. That's 800-335-1850.
And we're back. For 25 years, he's been barking out tips on keeping streets safe. Welcome, McGruff the Crime Dog. So what advice do you have for us today?
Hello?
Oh, what, you got a little stage fright there?
No, that's my tip for people who want to get involved.
Really?
Start by saying hi to your neighbors. From there, it's an easy step to keeping informed about what's going on in your neighborhood. Who's coming, who's going, who's that bald guy with a mustache?
Huh? Hey, that's my producer.
That mustache looks fake.
Really?
I mean, if something in your neighborhood looks suspicious, talking to neighbors helps. It puts everyone on the lookout, and that can reduce crime.
Uh-huh. So the best way to keep my car from getting stolen is to say, nice haircut, to Mr. Resnick next door.
Sure, if it's true.
Well, it's not.
If you're concerned about crime, open up to your neighbors and say, hello. Oh, and goodbye.
Wow, another tip?
No, we're out of time.
Oh.
But you can learn more at weprevent.org.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Arkansas Rock and Roll at 6:25 in the morning, 25 minutes after 6. Good morning. It's going to be a great day today, becoming sunny and a high of 40. AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin. Look, the phones are loaded. I never even gave out the phone number, 303-713-7600. A lot of you want to talk about this Obama thing. And I just, you know, was upset about it, and I just wanted to make the comment about it. I didn't think that you guys were going to call in. You know, the other thing I was going to say was that yesterday I got all upset because I got home and I turned on the TV and I was going to watch the German touring car races, and because I love this driver, Timo Scheider. And right in the middle of the damn thing, or like at the beginning of it or whatever, suddenly the Speed Channel interrupts it for a NASCAR press conference. And I really don't like NASCAR. I don't like oval racing. And now I go look at the schedule, and it's not going to repeat. So I missed the race. Not happy about that. So Turk says to me, well, send him an email.
You're probably the only one out there.
I go, like, well, I'm probably the only person who cares. That's why they run it at 10 o'clock in the morning and 1 o'clock in the morning. All right, let's go to the phones. We'll go to Julie in Longmont. Julie, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Must be a lot of half moons that got up to be able to call you this early in the morning, huh?
I know. I'm shocked.
It's great. You're hitting on a topic that is near and dear to my heart because I've been taking a scathing review from my sister who tried sending out an email a couple of days ago, and I tried to forward it to you, but I don't know if I got your address right. It wasn't the Barack Obama story. It was the Hillary Clinton one. It was kind of like the Swift boat attack where they were some story that happened 5 years ago, but they failed to put the date in there, you know, making it sound like it's current, where Hillary refused to visit the Gold Star mothers, you know. And I'm like, you know, just like you were saying, I'm looking at this story. Like, I don't buy it. I just don't believe it.
Well, the thing you do is you email your sister back.
I did.
And you say, okay, fine, but give me attribution. I mean, where did this story come from and who reported it?
Well, I did the next step better. I went to Google. I put in Hillary and Gold Star Moms. Boom! The third story on the list was the whole disclaim. What I can't think of the term, but it said the whole story was false. It broke out each, you know, paragraph by paragraph.
Yeah,
this is what that story said. This is what really happened. They stopped by. They didn't have an appointment. Hillary wasn't even in the office. So it isn't that she refused to see them. She wasn't there. The Gold Star mothers put the statement out, you know, whatever. So I put that link in the email. I sent it back, and I did it a reply to all rather than just replying to her. So all her little friends that she forwarded it to.
Good for you.
Which is what really ticked her off. So she wrote back like, Julie, you owe me an apology because, you know, that was just, you know, what you said was mean and blah, 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 you know, because I mentioned, you know, you're trying to, you know, be the new Renaissance Enlightened fan, and you've changed from the last time you were here, and I'm getting to be more like you were way back when. I didn't call her Green Teeth and Knuckle Dragon, but I did call them Kool-Aid drinkers, and I said all it took was a little bit of research to find out that this story was completely false. And if those of you who want to believe this and stay Kool-Aid drinkers, fine. But if you do a little research, don't, you know, be careful of these kind of emails.
Yeah, right, exactly. But I think it's unfortunate, though, that most Americans fall into that category. If they hear something that they or see something from a media outlet, they immediately assume because it's the media, because they're quote-unquote on the air,
yeah,
or they're in print,
right,
that it's legitimate. And you got to make sure that what you're hearing or seeing is legitimate. And if it sounds far-fetched, then you got to check it out. Julie, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jay. Have a good morning.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
Let me go to Peter in Longmont. Peter, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
So you're a racing ovalitist.
No, yeah, you're right. Exactly. I'm politically incorrect because I don't. Well, first of all, I'm politically incorrect because I like auto racing. Second of all, I'm an elitist because I don't like oval auto racing. I only like sports car, Formula One, track, you know, course-oriented racing, open-wheel racing, and sports cars.
You know what I really miss is they used to have that little miniature Formula One place right around 48th and I-25.
Oh, yeah, right.
Grand Prix.
Right.
Man, I used to smoke that track. I learned the trick. You stuff the cockpit with all the extra padding, and they tell you don't lay on the gas and the brake at the same time, which means you floor it constantly and just tap the brake. And I wiped everyone out every time.
You know, that stuff is great. I'll tell you, the only other non-elitist form of racing I really love is I love figure eights.
There you go. I think they ought to install one of those at the Mousetrap just for fun.
I think you're right.
But anyway, I listen to the show, and I want the name to be out there. If you're not going to say it, I'm going to say Dan Kaplis, Dan Kaplis, Dan Kaplis. It was one of the most despicable pieces of radio I have ever heard since I started listening to talk radio. Not only did he just endlessly repeat the story, and they spent like 2 solid hours on it. And I love the line that he said, Fox News is reporting as fact. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, that ought to tell
warning,
you right there.
Warning.
Yeah, that ought to tell you right there that, you know, John Gibson's off his nut and there's something wrong with that.
Well, he also said he couldn't come up with the exact quote. He said, oh, I seem to remember Obama saying that Karl Rove wanted to invade Iraq for oil, and that's just like what the enemies of our country and, you know, the Islamo-fascists, and he kept saying that over and over and over again. And, you know, normally I'll go to Google, and within less than 5 minutes, if you just type in a couple keywords, you come up with a quote. I spent half an hour doing Obama, oil, Rove, Iraq, every possible combination. I think capitalists just made that up, and I'll tell you, I'm sending an email to Jerry Bell, who's your and Kaplis' boss. I'm going to demand an on-air apology.
Well, why don't you call Kaplis up? Get on the line and call him up. Call him on it.
I'm going to do it. The other thing, you know, he's got a history of doing this. I remember when he had that scumbag from the Swift boats, John O'Neill?
Oh, yeah.
I stayed on hold for 42 minutes trying to get in because that guy was spewing lie after lie after lie. He said there were, you know, when Kerry said there were free fire zones in Vietnam, I said, there was no such thing. You know, I'm 52 years old. I had friends that were in Nam, and they said, yeah, this one guy told me we had what we called the mad minute. We would just choose 1 minute of the day randomly so the Kong would never know when it was. And we just opened up with everything we had just into the woods, and whoever was out there, peasants, Viet Cong, anyone, cows, you know, animals, we didn't care. We killed everything, and that's what a free fire zone is. Also, he claimed Kerry was lying when he said, you know, that he was in or near Cambodia. I said, oh, we were never within 50 miles of it. Well, guess what? And the funniest irony of this is I got this watching Fox News. Someone went through the Nixon tapes, and when O'Neill was at the White House, he's on tape telling President Nixon that, yeah, we were in Cambodia. We were right along there on the border and everything. So, you know, Kaplis has a history of doing anything possible to smear Democrats, and you're right. They are scared to death of Obama. And, you know, you ought to, if you got some free time today, they've got their show archived for a couple of days. Go back to Friday's show and listen to what he says and how many times he says it and about how he was in a Islamic seminary. For God's sake,
no,
I was
wasn't.
Like 6 years old.
No, he wasn't, you know? And it wasn't an Islamic seminary.
Yeah, I know. That's just what he was saying.
And anybody can go see this story today. It's sitting there on CNN.com, and MSNBC also has it. Peter,
Limbaugh's been laying on the, you know, Obama not being a black person thing day after day after day.
Well, that's because Limbaugh, look, here's what I always say about Limbaugh, okay? I'll say it again. It's my favorite thing to say about Limbaugh. Married 3 times. OxyContin problem, you know, with the prescriptions.
Yeah, the
okay?
Oxymoron.
All right. So if he was a member of your family and he wanted to come to give you advice about your life, would you listen to him? I don't think so.
Of course, he's the master.
You know, I mean, it's people who follow him seriously have to consider the source. Peter, take care.
All right, man.
All right, we'll see you. Okay, I got 2 lines open at 303-713-7600. We're talking about the media smears, and Obama. It's not what I wanted to get into this morning, starting at 6 o'clock, but we've gotten into it. And if you want to contribute to this, and if you've heard this story going around about Obama, and I'd challenge Gina on this. Gina?
Yes?
You once told me you think Fox News tells the truth. Well, they repeated the story about Obama, and it turned out to be false.
I haven't seen the story.
The story...
I generally find Fox News to be credible.
Yeah, really. Like this credible story? That Barack Obama, when he was 6 years old, went to school in a madrasa. So then CNN sends a reporter over there to the school, and it turns out that it's a public school in which there are not only Muslims going there, there's also Christians going there as well, that they have no emphasis on religion, that they do have religious classes, but their emphasis is on public education. And the school was founded by the Dutch in 1934. So why did John Gibson of Fox News, and why did Fox parrot that around when they never checked it out? Oops. Got caught.
Huh.
Want some more proof? I mean, there's something for you right there. Now, is that lying or is that lying?
Well, should we talk about CBS and Dan Rather?
No, but we're not talking about CBS. We're talking about Fox. Don't try to switch over into another topic. Let's stick with what we're talking about. If you want to go to another media outlet, we can go to another media outlet, but let's stick with what we're talking about. And what we're talking about is the fact that you once made a statement. I'm not trying to climb on you, but you once made a statement that they're pretty truthful. And I've given you two examples. One, I gave you a long time ago about the news management memo that they sent out and got caught because somebody leaked it. And now this story where John Gibson and others at Fox got on and smeared Barack Obama, indicating that he had gone to a madrasa when he was 6 years old, when in reality, he was in a public school. They lied. They never checked it out. Now, you wouldn't give a traffic report unless you checked it out, would you?
Well, I don't know if you could say they lied, because then
what do you call that?
But then you're saying there's malicious intent there.
Oh, no kidding.
Perhaps they just got the information incorrect.
Oh, really? So in other words, if somebody gives you the information, don't make any phone calls, you're supposed to be a news organization,
you know what?
You don't call anybody or check anything out?
People make mistakes.
Yeah, but they keep seeming to make them all the time.
Okay. So I don't know. I'd have to see the story.
Okay, go to CNN.com.
Okay.
And it's right there. It says CNN debunks false report about Obama. Okay?
Okay.
It's right there for everybody to see.
I'll do it.
All right. Go to the traffic, because we got to know what it's... And it shouldn't be too bad this morning.
It's not. Actually, it's really nice. We just got one major area for slowdown. It's southbound 25, of course, Thornton, North Glen. It's already jammed. The speed's in the 30s and 20s from 104th to 84th. And that's getting a big increase as well, eastbound 270 across Commerce City. Otherwise, pretty good-looking drive. Just starting to see the normal buildup, 225 on Aurora, of course, downtown. Boulder Turnpike up, already getting very busy eastbound into the city. Weather today, looking for mostly cloudy skies this morning, but it'll turn sunny by this afternoon, high of 43. Right now, mostly cloudy and 21. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Let Freeway Ford and Longmont Ford help you out with that snow and ice. Right now, get a loaded 05 Explorer for just $15,900.
Energy Hog the team. I want you to infiltrate the house and waste some energy.
We'll just sneak into these leaky windows.
Just like we thought, boss. No insulation in the attic.
Perfect. Now go wild and waste some wattage.
The Mitchell House. A house like many others, except this one's under attack by energy hogs. They show up anywhere energy's being wasted.
Talk to me, hogs.
The washer. It's not Energy Star rated.
Outstanding. What about the thermostat?
Non-programmable. I repeat, non-programmable.
Looks like we're living high on the hog.
Only one person has the power to get rid of energy hogs. You.
Hold on! Someone's home!
Andy's got energy-efficient light bulbs!
To find out how you can fight energy hogs, log on to energyhog.org. You'll find fun games and lots of tips on making your home more energy efficient.
Now he's installing Energy Star appliances.
Not Energy Star! That's it! Get out of there! I'll get you, energyhog.org!
Hey! Wait for me!
Brought to you by the Alliance to Save Energy, the Department of Energy, and the Ad Council.
Lily? Lily, where are you?
Every parent knows that feeling. Imagine if she were actually abducted. To receive free Amber Alerts on your cell phone, go to wirelessamberalerts.org. A child is calling for help. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
And the pitch. Dave just pitched a tomato, which won't work, but a healthy vegetable-filled diet could give you energy to hit that grand slam. Run, throw, think, eat better. Can your food do that? Find out at smallstep.gov.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Mattress will be as firm and as soft as you want, putting you back in control of your own comfort. And Mary and I just sleep like babies on this bed. And when I was in the hospital, man, I really missed it. And right now, I'm experimenting with my sleep number because I'm losing weight, so I've started to turn it down. It was around 80, but I've gotten it down now more and more. And the dual air chambers in a sleep number bed offer you the best option in comfort with reduced pressure points and better support for your body and to give it the rest that it really needs. And unlike most mattresses, sleep number beds come with a 20-year limited warranty, a 30-night in-home trial, and have been named by Consumers Digest Best Buy and are backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal. Start this new year right and get a better night's sleep. Visit your local Select Comfort store today, and while you're there, see how you can get a complimentary 2-week pass to Bally's Total Fitness, the largest and most experienced health club in America. At Bally's, you'll find motivated and dynamic personal trainers and exercise classes in yoga, Pilates, kickboxing that'll help you reach your fitness goals for 2007. Select Comfort stores are located in 11 major malls, including Foothills Mall, Cherry Creek, Belmar Mall, and the brand-new locations at Southlands Mall and Northfield at Stapleton.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-888-655-IDEA. Invent Help, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new investors. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-888-655-IDEA. That's 1-888-655-IDEA. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so dial 1-888-655-IDEA. That's 1-888-655-4332.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760.
New this week at the video station in Boulder. Check out Saw 3, The Guardian, Sherry Baby, and The Return. The video station has Colorado's largest selection of rentals available, with over 50,000 titles to choose from. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
The Academy Award nominations are out, and John, you've got them?
Yeah, the big nominee, Dreamgirls, picked up 8 nominations. Babel has 7. Nominees for Best Picture, Babel, The Departed, Letters from Iwo Jima.
The Departed was great.
Little Miss Sunshine and The Queen. Kind of interesting that Eastwood's Japanese take on Iwo Jima, Letters from Iwo Jima, as opposed to Flags of Our Fathers, got the Academy nomination. Best Actor, Leonardo DiCaprio for Blood Diamond, Ryan Gosling for Half Nelson, Peter O'Toole for Venus, Will Smith for The Pursuit of Happiness, your favorite movie.
Did anybody see that? I thought that movie was terrible. I wonder if anybody else saw it out there. I thought, God, I wanted to run out of the theater screaming.
And Forrest Whitaker for Last King of Scotland.
Oh, I want to see that.
Yeah, me too.
Idi Amin.
Yeah.
All right, let's go back to the phones here. And we got a Mark who says he does have a source for the Carrie story. All right, Mark, where is it? What's the source?
Morning, Jay. Well, I got two of them. I just looked it up real quick. I Googled it. The first one is from the Washington Times. It's from 6/29/2004. And then my second one, I'll just read to you real quick, is from the Democratic primary debate, Albuquerque, New Mexico, September 4th, 2003. The question is, would you support legalizing undocumented immigrants in this country? Kerry's answer is absolutely. I supported and was prepared to vote for amnesty in 1986, and it is essential to have immigration reform. One who has been in the country for 5 or 6 years, who has paid their taxes, who has stayed out of trouble, ought to translate into American citizenship immediately, no waiting.
I agree with him 100% because there's no way practically and on the face of this planet that you can take 12 million people and deport them. We don't have the manpower nor the money to pull
them
out.
You called me out and said that no Democrat is saying
that. But you know what? But the deal is he's not talking about just giving it to them. If you look at his plan and if you look at the plan that he had at the time when he was running, it calls for the same thing that many Republicans and Democrats call for, which you would have to meet. Hold on, I'm not done. You'll have to meet certain benchmarks. Now, as far as the Washington Times goes, that's not a credible news source. That's the same news source that provided the start of the Obama rumor. And then, thirdly, you got on the air yesterday and told me that it was from the New York Times.
Okay. Well,
and it was not from the New York Times.
God forbid that I quoted the wrong source. But you told me straight out, no Democrat supports amnesty. He said it in his own words. I got to go to class, Jay.
Well, you know what?
I
do know what to tell you. That you called up yesterday and misrepresented the facts. And You misrepresented the facts because you went to a right-wing source to get it, and that you got on the air and tried to claim it was the New York Times, and that if you look at Kerry's plan,
and if you look
at his plan, most people support the mainstreaming of illegal immigrants that are already here.
Jay, that's where I originally found the article, is the New York Times. I just looked it up real quick.
It is not in the New York Times. I went through the New York Times archives and could not find it.
That's fine. When I get out of school, I'll look it up. I'll find it again.
All right, go ahead.
When he was on the political campaign trail for presidency,
ahead.
I just found it again for you. But if you have to have it from the New York Times, I'll find it.
That's right. Go ahead and look for it. Okay. Okay. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. Let's go to Ron in Loveland. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How are you?
Doing fine.
Hey, I listened to that show the other day, the Obama, the local show, and you know, you're absolutely right. But you know what I wanted to say about that is, you know, I listened to that show for about two reasons. Well, three reasons. One, I'm a talk radio junkie. You know, and obviously by the response you got this morning, there's other people out there who listen to a lot of talk radio. But the second reason is because the show on your station that airs at the same time is so intolerable. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. What show is that?
Randy Rhodes.
Oh, okay. Well, some people like her and some people don't.
Yeah, I guess, you know, she whatever you crank's your crank. You know, the third reason is that I listen to that show because even though I know by now that it's not going to happen, I seem to continually hope that the co-host is going to stand up for our side at some point and tell that guy to shove it. And it just doesn't happen because it seems like whoever produces that show wants to intentionally set up something that appears or has the smacks of giving both sides equal time and presenting the you know, a fair and balanced kind of a you know, format, but in reality has a right winger continually smashing and bashing the left wing and occasionally letting the left get a word in edgewise.
Well, see, I wouldn't know because I don't ever listen, so I don't know. I don't have any idea what.
Well, take my word for it. That's
you know,
what it
goes
is.
On there.
And but you know, Kaplis, you know, that kind of despicable you know, smear tactics is stock and trade for him. He does it every day. And you know, I've sent them emails about this, and I know how he treats the callers. Any caller who calls in and disagrees or tries to present, you know, the other side gets laughed and derided and talked over until you know, basically the listener is left with the impression that they're some kind of fool who doesn't know what they're talking about. That's how he does his show. And
well,
it's
he's
show.
Not,
it's
you
not,
know,
it's
you
not
know.
His and Craig's show. It's his show,
well,
and anyone who listens knows it. And I just wanted to get that out there. That's what it is. You know?
All right, so, I don't want to have an attack Dan Kaplis hour here.
But I think
that, you know, this kind of stuff goes on by the right all the time, that they need to do it. They need to take things and twist it, such as the last caller. Twisting the idea of amnesty, which amnesty would mean basically that these people are talking about, well, you know, letting people stay here and allowing them to become legal without passing any benchmarks, which is, you know, not true. But we cannot deport the 12 million people that are here. We don't have the manpower to do that. That's foolishness. And you get into this whole thing about splitting up families and the whole thing. So if you want to call that amnesty, I guess you call it amnesty. But they do. They twist that stuff around. What, John, you want to say something?
Yeah, you know, the larger question here is why does the right wing have to do this to a much greater extent than the left wing? There seems to be this right. Insatiable need for them to be right. You know, that they can never admit mistakes.
Well, because
they'll twist the facts.
Because they need an enemy, and if they don't have an enemy, they have to create one, and so we're the enemy.
Yeah.
And they just relentlessly attack, and what's happened is it has become successful over the last 30 years, and it's time that we got together, and I had a woman who sent me an email about this. I'm not saying that we should name call like they do. I'm not saying that we should, because we all name call occasionally. I'm not saying we should name call, but what I am saying is we should stand up. We should stand up and battle back and do things like take on this Obama story or challenge Mark in Denver. You don't have to get a retraction, because what they do is here's what they do. They float something out there. They say something, and they don't care whether it's right or wrong. They're just interested in getting it out. And what we need to do is we need to get the other side of the story out. That's what we need to do. Ron, thank you, man.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Okay. 6:49. Yeah, 49 minutes past the hour.
The Swift voting was a classic example.
That's what they're up to. They're up to watch them. Watch them on TV. Watch them on the media. What they do is they stick it out there, hoping that it'll stick someplace. They throw it out. And if it doesn't, then they reach back and find something else. But they never give up. They're relentless in it. All right, let's take a look at traffic, which can be relentless. Here's Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, pretty nice and dry on our Front Range highways. Traffic at good speeds for the most part across the metro area. I-25 is looking good coming up from C-470 through the Tech Center. Not going to worry about any delays there. Average ride through the bridges and into downtown. Of course, very heavy conditions prevail on that southbound side of I-25 from 104th to 84th. Eastbound lane to the Boulder Turnpike already heating up. We've got the congestion, again, from 104th all the way to I-25 with speeds down to the 20s near Federal. Weather today, mostly cloudy this morning, but it'll turn sunny, breezy, and mild by this afternoon. High of 43. Right now, mostly cloudy, 21 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
What a deal. A Subway Fresh Value Meal sub of the day for just $3.99. A different sub every day with chips and a drink.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-229-5133. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now. 1-800-229-5133. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-229-5133.
Front-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, or all-wheel drive vehicle, then the place to go is Rocky's Autos. No matter what you're looking for, family, yourself, whatever it could be. 650 clean late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, and SUVs right there on the lot. Largest selection. And great people to deal with, too, like my friend Marv Alshear and Fred Labrato and Gerard Menard and all of the folks who work at Rockies, Spanky Herrera. They're all out there, and they're all working hard. Over 100 people out there to help you out. You can check them out on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com. Get pre-qualified for a car loan or check out the inventory in the comfortable environment of your own home or your office. And don't forget about their matching down incentive going on up to $1,500. So you put down $1,005, they'll put down $1,005, and you've got $3,000 towards your next vehicle. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they are my friends, and I love talking about them. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and there's just no better place. Whatever you're looking for, they got it. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Owning a franchise can make you a lot of money and give you more freedom. But finding the right one? Well, that's the challenge, isn't it? But what if there were an expert you could turn to? Someone who could match up your interests, talents, and investment resources with the perfect franchise opportunity? What do you think you'd have to pay for something like that? $5,000? $10,000? Well, how about free? Because that's exactly what the experts at FranChoice are offering you right now. Our experts will work with you to find the perfect opportunity. And you pay nothing. There's no sales pitch and no fees. Just franchise experts that will get to know your goals and introduce you to your best options. Find a franchise you can be passionate about with a free service from FranChoice. To get started, request a free guide that details the top 10 tips to finding and starting a franchise. Call 1-800-600-1559. 1-800-600-1559. That number again is 1-800-600-1559.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Big and blustery and loud, but I'm really just a cream puff. 54 minutes after the hour, although I'm a fast-fading one.
Yeah, you are.
On AM 760 Progressive Talk. Does it look like I'm still losing weight?
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. That shirt doesn't stretch across your midsection anymore.
Well, I don't feel like I'm losing much. I'm going to have to go to Dr. Snyder's office and weigh. See where I am. All right, we're talking about this Barack Obama story, and then coming up we're going to get a little preview. We're going to talk a little bit about the President's State of the Union speech, which I want to know how many of you are actually going to have to watch this. I'm going to have to watch it because of work. It's going to kill me. And then we're going to get into corporal punishment. But let me go to Elaine in Aurora. Elaine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I am a big talk radio listener. I listen to both conservative talk radio, God forbid, and as well as progressive. I feel there are exceptions. For example, Peter Boyles is an exception of someone who is not exactly left-wing, but does a lot of research. But as a whole, the progressive people that I listen to, they can cite credible sources, they've done a lot of reading and research. And then you have people like Limbaugh and Hannity, who I also listen to, who cite nothing, basically, very rarely cite a source. They just open their mouth and they spew. And I don't know, I agree with you, I don't know why anyone would listen to Limbaugh and believe what he says. I mean, he's a entertaining talk radio host. But he is not a scientist. He is not an economist. He is not a father. He is not a doctor. He is not much of a husband from his previous experience. Why anyone would give any weight to what this man says is totally beyond me.
I don't know. And you know, the weird thing about him is that he went through the entire 06 election cycle cheerleading for the GOP and for those folks. And then when it didn't turn out at the box at the polling place, then he got on the air and said, well, it's good it happened because I'm tired of carrying the water for those who don't deserve to have the water carried for them. So in other words, what he said was to the audience was, well, I sat here for the better part of a year and lied to you.
Mm-hmm. But he is out for himself. I mean, that's obvious. Just by that statement, that's all he is interested in is him.
Yeah, and Hannity's not a bad human being as a person. I know him, but you're right. He'll make statements, and if you listen carefully, he never really will cite where he got them from. Or if he cites where he got them from, they usually come from very, very dubious sources.
Well, and they all have their techniques. Sean Hannity will overtalk people he doesn't agree with.
Yeah, he's very loud.
Mm-hmm. And Dan Kaplis will act like an attorney and get you on nitpicky little words and things if he doesn't agree with you. He'll start being Dan Kaplis' lawyer. And so they all have their techniques.
Well, I used to do that too. I used to be very loud and abusive like Hannity, and I used to, you know, try to nail people on minute things, but I get sick and tired of doing it, and I try not to do it anymore. Sometimes I lose my temper, but, you know, I try not to, and I think, by and large, the best way to do it with people is to let them have their say.
That's what I was just going to say, Jay. You listen, and you let people who don't even agree with you make their point, and that is there's a huge difference there.
Yeah.
Which I can tell that you've read and you know what you're talking about.
Sometimes I'm just as full of it as anybody else. I love you, Elaine. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about the State of the Union speech tonight, and then we're going to get into something that has been around since we've been kids and is hotly debated in this society. It seems like about once every 2 years, and the debate is back up again, and it's called corporal punishment, and we're going to talk about that, too, coming up. So stick around here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I feel liberated, and I'm just going to tell you as plainly as I can why. I no longer am going to have to carry the water for people who I don't think deserve having their water carried. Now you might say, well, why have you been doing it? Because the stakes are high.
You've got Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM 760, Progressive Talk.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani.
The nominees are...
This year's Oscar nominations have just come out, and Dreamgirls leads the pack. Babel is a close second.
Why can't you just relax? Why are you so stressed?
You know what the reason I'm stressed. You're the reason why I can't relax.
Live to CBS's Steve Futterman in Beverly Hills.
Well, Frank, Dreamgirls does have the most nominations, 8, but in a major surprise, it did not receive a nomination for the top prize, Best Picture. Battling for Best Picture are Babel, The Departed, The Queen, Letters from Iwo Jima, and Little Miss Sunshine. Best Actor nominees include Forest Whitaker and Leonardo DiCaprio. Among those battling for Best Actress are Helen Mirren and Meryl Streep. Legendary director Martin Scorsese is a nominee for The Departed, and he could be a sentimental favorite. He has never won an Oscar. Live at the Motion Picture Academy in Beverly Hills, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
The White House says President Bush will offer bold new ideas on energy, the environment, and health care in tonight's State of the Union speech. But what will he have to say about the war? Live to CBS's Peter Mayer.
He will ask Congress and the nation to give his troop increase plan time to work, Frank. He'll again describe it as part of the broader war on terrorism. Spokesman Tony Snow says Mr. Bush will seek common ground on all issues.
Now, you Democrats and you Republicans have said you want to get something done. Here's a way to do it.
But CBS News Chief Washington correspondent Bob Schieffer says that won't be easy because of opposition, including Republican opposition to the war strategy.
It leaves the impression of a very weakened president, a president who has very little ability to get anything done.
Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Senator Hillary Clinton figures she can raise millions of dollars more on her own, so she's turning down public funds to bankroll her race for the White House. University of Virginia professor Larry Sabato says that could cut both ways.
The plus is, I suppose it saves the taxpayers some money. The minus is that every special interest in the country will have their claws in Hillary Clinton and the others by the end of the campaign.
Go to MySpace.com today and you might see something new. Live to CBS's Lou Miliano.
Just as overhead highway signs are used to post amber alerts about missing children, MySpace.com today begins using its website. But instead of sending an amber alert to every one of the millions of subscribers, MySpace will send a small text box only to users in the zip code where it was issued. Click on it and you get more information, a photo of the missing child, and a description of the suspect, Frank.
Don't leave home without it. Your passport. Starting today, anyone who's flying back into the country from Canada, Mexico, and the Caribbean won't be allowed in without a passport. Anyone.
Everyone is going to have a passport. Even children, regardless of your age, including newborns and infants, actually have to have their own passport. So that's really important for families to know as well.
Janine Diefendorf with Orbitz.com, she says that anyone driving in probably won't need a passport. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down a point. This is CBS News.
Have you heard the one about the guy who's looking for a good used car and actually finds one? No, really. That's because he got a Honda certified used car. Each undergoes a 150-point inspection, then backed by a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty from the original in-service date and a 12-month, 12,000-mile limited non-powertrain warranty. And now get low APR financing on all certified used Honda Odyssey and Pilot models. Hey, it may be used, but it's still a Honda.
See dealer for financing and limited warranty details.
Hey, I'm here with the Tuttles from TLC's American Chopper.
Hey, this is Mike.
Paul Sr.
Paul Jr.
So, hey, Polly, I hear you're gearing up for a new season now on TLC, the Learning Channel.
What was...
He asked me a question!
Why do you do stupid things like that?
Hey, can you tell me about the new network, TLC?
I know who does more.
What about the new shop?
I think you're delusional.
You're an idiot.
And I'd like to thank everybody.
Shut up,
Mike. Oh, okay, hey, all right, guys, thanks for coming in. Hey, everybody, don't forget, American Chopper, all new episode Thursday night at 9, 8 Central, only on TLC.
Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. New rule goes into effect today for all of us Americans flying to Mexico, Canada, and the Caribbean. You will need your passport to get back into these United States. Most of us, of course, not used to carrying passports when traveling to neighboring countries, and people are now swamping the passport agencies.
We have hired more people back in our processing centers. And we are working some overtime.
Now, Mike Silva with the U.S. Passport Agency in Denver. For now, that rule just applies to air travelers. Next year, it applies to everybody. While there's been speculation about how the investigation into the Derrick Williams murder is proceeding, Lynn Kimbrough, the Denver DA's office, says no, that case is not in front of a grand jury.
There was an earlier media report coming out of Denver that talked about a Denver grand jury in connection with the Williams case. That report was not true.
Yeah, it's been 3 weeks now since the Broncos cornerback was murdered while riding in a limo on New Year's morning. No suspects in custody. And four prize border collies stolen have been recovered and are now back safe and sound with their owners. Animals were in the back of a pickup truck that was found by a cop last night along 40th Avenue and Peña Boulevard.
What was most amazing about this is not the recovery of the truck, but the fact that when he walked up to the truck and looked through the windows, what he found were four prize border collies that had been stolen with this truck.
Now, the dogs were competing at the National Western Stock Show. They were stolen Sunday along with a pickup truck. Officers fed the animals. They were reunited with their owners from Wyoming last night. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now, here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, it's a slow go. Heavy traffic all across the metro area, but really nothing out of the ordinary. North side of town, southbound 25, eastbound 270 in the Boulder Turnpike, all very heavy. 225 busy both directions across Aurora, but we're not seeing any major delays, and we're still collision-free into downtown and through the tech center on I-25. Also all good on I-70 out to DIA, just starting to jam up a bit out of Wheat Ridge on those eastbound lanes. Weather outlook today, mostly cloudy this morning, turning sunny and breezy by the afternoon, high of 43, currently mostly cloudy, 21. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
How much did you spend yesterday? And what if you hadn't? What if you'd saved it instead? How much would you have in a year?
When I'm under, I'm weightless, floating away, and all I think about is doing it again.
Michael Swan is under the influence of his volunteer swim coach. Spending a little time coaching, he helps Michael stay off drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer. No matter what it is, you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
It's never too early to start reading to your children. When you open a book, you can explore new worlds, meet new friends, and discover new adventures, like the ones in the Chronicles of Narnia.
Impossible!
Are you prepared for what awaits you?
To find out more about the wonders of reading, you can visit the Library of Congress website at www.loc.gov and let your journey begin. This message has been brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
When I do it, everything goes dark, and I feel like a different person.
Kenzie Olson is under the influence of her community theater volunteer, helping out at an after-school theater program. She helps Kenzie stay off drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer. No matter what it is, you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Under sunny skies, it's going to be a nice day. It's going to warm up a little bit. We're going to talk about the President's State of the Union speech tonight. God, I hate to have to sit through it. I mean, I just really do. I'm sorry. Back to talk about it as my old buddy, Mr. Rich Masters. He is, well, Rich has done just about everything there is to do. He's managing director of Corvus Communications. He served for 6 years as top policy and communications advisor to U.S. Senator Mary Landrieu. Prior to joining Landrieu's first Senate campaign in 1966, he was an award-winning news reporter and anchor for television stations in Louisiana, Illinois, and Iowa. And, Rich, good to have you back on the program again, my friend.
Oh, thanks for having me, Jay. I sure appreciate it. Welcome back.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much. All right. And John M. is sitting here. John, say hello.
Hey, hey nice John. Nice to talk to you, Rich.
Hey, all John. Right. Great voice.
Thank yeah, you. Doesn't he have a nice set of pipes?
That's why I'm in radio. I have a voice for radio and a face for radio.
That's right. Yeah, but nobody wants to say, you know, he shows up in various surveillance tapes from time to time in grocery stores. All right, let's talk about the State of the Union. I have to tell you, Rich. I said it in the beginning. I'll say it again. It's going to be painful to sit through this because this guy, so far, has never shown me really a thing. Now tonight, he's going to get into some weird health care plan. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Well, I mean, you know, it's hard to tell. He's trying to cobble together some type of domestic agenda because I think he saw from the last election that Americans want him to start getting along with Democrats and others who have differing opinions. And so I think since he knows he can't possibly find that consensus on Iraq. He can't even get his own party to go with him on Iraq. But he's going to try to reach out on some domestic issues, but he is short on political capital. Let's keep in mind he's going in to this State of the Union, Jay, with the lowest approval rating of any president in the last 60 years. Only Truman and Nixon were going into their State of the Union with less public support than this president has right now. And I think he's hoping that history looks back on him more like Truman than on Nixon, but right now it looks like he's headed toward Nixon, though.
Yeah, he's got 24%, I think, or something around in there, and Nixon had like 27.
Yeah,
in one poll that I saw. And it might have been a Washington Post ABC poll, but I can't recall. So he's going to get into this health care plan where he's going to tax some workers in order to provide health care for other workers. And what he's going to do is he's going to treat those workers who have exceptional health care plans as those exceptional.
And he is because now, you know, we're talking about 12 years after Hillary Clinton first unveiled a grand scale overhaul of the health care system that was much maligned. And now business interests who are paying the freight for this are now saying, Mr. President, you need to do something. So now that his business allies are saying he needs to do something, he's finally trying to do something. And it's a workable proposal. It's nothing new. Democrats have been talking about a similar proposal on and off for the past, you know, 20 years. So it could be an area of compromise. And it's going to be something that will at least be something different. He's trying to change the topic because he realized that he's the cheese that stands alone right now in Iraq. And his best opportunity for changing around public opinion is to get the debate off of Iraq. Good luck on that.
Yeah, well, I was going to get to that. He is going to hit us again with Iraq and the need to escalate the troops and the need to stay there. He's going to get back into that again, too.
Yeah, he is. I mean, you know, it's he and one other guy at a think tank here in Washington, at a right-leaning think tank, are the only two. Well, I take that back. I mean, we really should call this the John McCain doctrine. I mean, McCain is the only other one who is really standing by and pushing this, which ultimately was going to hurt him in the long run as he runs for president, because it's the most disastrous policy, you know, and that Republican senators could be the most disastrous foreign policy blunder ever in the history of the country, and he's going to own that. He's going to own that, and John McCain's going to own that.
Well, yesterday we found out John Warner's going to jump on him.
Yeah, well,
on the president.
Well, and that's significant for two reasons. One, John Warner is a longtime chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee. He is still the ranking member, I believe, on the Armed Services Committee. More importantly, he's a former Navy secretary. He has huge credibility when it comes to foreign policy. So that's one reason it's important. The other reason it's important is because John Warner's up for re-election in Virginia, and even a guy as popular in Virginia as John Warner is looking and seeing that Democratic gains in Virginia over the last 4 or 5 years signal that unless you're a moderate, unless you are willing, you know, to not stand lockstep with this president, you're going to have a rough time getting reelected. So even a guy like that's as politically secure as John Warner is looking at the polls and understands that the president is the only one in America. The president and John McCain are the only two people in America, really, that are standing up and saying we need to send more troops to get involved in the middle of a civil war in Iraq, and it's wrong.
Now, do you think the president's going to reach out to the Democrats, try to at least give this image of bipartisanship on the issue of immigration? Because he seems to be closer to the Democrats than the Republicans on that.
He is, John. He's going to lead with, you know, I wouldn't even be surprised to say hear him say tonight that he would sign an increase in the minimum wage, which clearly is a Democratic hallmark and a Democratic staple. And, you know, had he pushed for it years ago, lower wage workers would be starting to reap some of the benefits that have long been denied them, and reap some of the benefits that the folks at the top of the food chain are making right now. So I think he's going to get the speech that he's going to craft tonight, except for Iraq, is going to sound much like a speech that he probably made when he was governor of Texas, when he realized that he had to work and cooperate with Democrats. And so on domestic policy, I think he's going to reach out. Gone are his grand plans to entirely turn Social Security over to the private sector. Gone are some of the, you know, staples that you've seen in the past. And I think on domestic policy, he realizes that his only chance of getting anything done in the last 2 years is by trying to cooperate with Democrats.
Think that crowd is going to be hostile tonight? First time you've ever had to face a majority Democratic Congress.
My gut is that they will not be hostile, that they will be warm and gracious, and they will, keep in mind, Democrats won largely on the fact that they said, we want to work with this president, we want to be part of the debate. 50% of the American people or more, are Democrats, vote Democratic, and view things differently than the president. And for the past 6 years, the president has governed as if he had a 90% Republican mandate, which is flat wrong. And so Democrats want to get along with this president. We don't want to sit for the next 2 years wringing our hands and complaining about the president. As you saw in the first 100 hours, this Congress got serious about, increasing the minimum wage, passing real ethics and lobbying reform, and actually making good on the promises of the 9/11 Commission. They didn't just talk and run on these promises. They actually moved legislation. And so I think you'll see a warm reception tonight from the Democrats. Obviously, there's going to be skepticism on the Iraq proposal. And that's going to be coming from both sides of the aisle. That won't be just from the Democratic side of the aisle any longer. That's going to be from the Republican side of the aisle as well, which is going to be critical as the president tries to build support. Right now, he can't even build support at the Pentagon for it, much less with the American people.
All right, Rich, listen, we appreciate your expertise. I'd like to, if you're clear, I'd like to invite you back tomorrow morning to get your critique of the speech, because obviously you'll watch it, or you might even be there. Do you think you can make it back tomorrow morning?
I absolutely will, Jay. I would really love to do it. And it'll be interesting to see how he handles this and how the Democrats behave. I think they're going to behave well, I'll absolutely be back tomorrow.
Right, Rich, appreciate it. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Great, brother. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you. All right, there's Rich Masters. So we'll find out tomorrow what he thinks of the speech. And as I said before, it's work, so I got to watch it.
I've got a thing that will make it interesting.
What is it?
We will count how many times the Democrats applaud as to how many times the Republicans applaud. And I'm betting you, from what Rich was saying, the Democrats applaud more than the Republicans. So we'll make a little contest there.
All right, we'll see.
Yeah.
17 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Coming up, the age-old battle on corporal punishment, which is better known to most of us who got in trouble in school as getting a swat or a spanking. We're going to talk about this. There is a bill up for debate in California, and it's causing a lot of eyebrows to go up. And we'll talk about it coming up. I'd love to get your opinion about
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car.
Why not make it easy?
Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Red Defender. That huge asteroid is headed towards Earth.
I'll handle this.
The Red Defender hurtles towards the asteroid.
You saved us. How?
I stopped the asteroid and reversed it back into space.
The moon. It's exploded.
Where did you throw that asteroid?
Away.
Saving the world isn't easy. Saving a life is. One pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Go to bloodsaves.com. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council.
They're gonna jump out of trees. They'll go down the slide head first. They'll make parachutes out of sheets. But one of the most dangerous things kids will do happens while they're sitting perfectly still. Kids who ride in a car without a booster seat are much more likely to suffer serious or fatal injury, but amazingly, 80% of all kids who need them aren't in them. After a toddler seat and until they're 4'9", boost your kids, and don't let them down.
Go to boosterseat.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
An hour and a half to get to. But regardless of where your dogs come from, whether it's around the corner or around the nation, if you love them, you want to take care of them. And the best way to do that is with Purina One. We have had our dogs on Purina One since they've been puppies, and people immediately notice the difference in our animals, the fact that they've got a high energy level, that they like to run, jump, and play, that their eyes are bright, that their teeth are clean, that they have fresh breath, that their coats shine. People notice it immediately. Now, if you don't have that from your pet, you need to get in touch with the folks at Purina. Purina will give you a before and after scorecard for your pet's health scorecard, and you can see for yourself what a great job Purina does. Here's an exciting offer that really I don't want you to miss. You should definitely get in on this right away. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK for a free 4-pound bag of Purina One that's right for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. Call them today. That's 1-888-606-BARK, and you'll notice the Purina difference. I guarantee it. And by the way, you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Safeway.
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Handel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Go to CuriousTheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524. And who knows, you might even catch a glimpse of Monica.
Wake up to huge savings from Comcast. For 7 days only, get Comcast Digital Voice home phone service for just $24.99 a month for 6 months. That's right, only $24.99 per month for 6 months. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Hang up on Quest and save over 20% on your home phone service. Comcast Digital Voice includes all the features you expect and more, including call waiting, call blocking, caller ID, and online access to your voicemail. Plus, with unlimited local and nationwide long distance, you can talk to anyone in the U.S. and Canada for as long as you want without ever checking the clock. Wake up and get ready to save. Call 1-800-COMCAST by tomorrow and get Comcast Digital Voice for only $24.99 a month for 6 months. Offer expires January 27, 2007. After 6 months, regular monthly rate applies. Offer does not include equipment, installation, taxes, or fees. Saving comparison based on Quest Home Choice Plus with Quest Unlimited. Not available in all areas. Restrictions apply. Call for complete details.
Tonight, AM 760 brings you special interactive coverage of the State of the Union Address. We'll have progressive commentary, analysis, blogger reaction, and interviews hosted by Christy Harvey of the Center for American Progress.
And so, in my speech to the nation,
it'll be your chance to hear the State of the Union,
whatever you want to call it,
then react to it. Special coverage begins tonight at 6 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, you don't want to miss that. Christy Harvey tonight. She's great. 7:22, 22 minutes after 7. Go to am760.net. You can guess how much weight I'm losing. You can guess that and win an HD radio. Get on there and you'll see my flashing picture and then just follow the links and go ahead and get in there and enter. It's going to become sunny today and a high of 40. And you can also instant message me, too, at am760.net. Get podcasts there, 303-713-7600. This is something that varying parents have varying views on this, and I think a lot of it is based probably on what we got in our childhood. I had a mother who spanked me, but you know what? It never did any good. All it did, it didn't hurt me. What it did was it just made me angrier and made me more rebellious. I also grew up in a time when they would spank you at school. They would swat you at school, both in gym class and also the principal would get a paddle or a wooden paddle board and would swat you for doing things like fighting. Same thing. Had the same experience. Just made me more angry. Really didn't do much to me. But as a general rule, you know, most legislators usually try to basically stay away from this because there's pull on both sides. But there is a Democratic assemblywoman from Mountain View, California, who says she's going to submit a bill next week. Once it's officially drafted, proposing that California become the first state in the nation to make spanking of children 3 years old and under a misdemeanor. Penalties could include child-rearing classes for offenders to 1 year in jail. Just the mention of the bill has become a minor statewide problem, sparking denouncement from many Republican lawmakers, including the state Senate Minority Leader Dick Ackerman, who declared, "I'm trying to pick a word other than crazy. Let me see. Not well thought out." Heated debates among parents. A bill should be passed to allow other parents to smack the parents of undisciplined children, wrote one internet protester. And some self-reflection on the behavior of the governor, whose proclivity for calling others girly men has been replaced of late with dialogue about his feelings. The question here is, do you believe in corporal punishment, yes or no? But here's the twist. Should there be a law that should prohibit you from not only spanking your own children, and that includes in your home, but also from authorities from spanking your children in school, and also other people from spanking your children, or you spanking other people's children? And what about in your own home? If you got kids or you raised kids, did you use corporal punishment? Did you spank your kids, basically? Because there are all sorts of complaints about youth today. Now, you know, there's always been complaints about youth. There's always been complaints. Roughly 15 countries have laws banning corporal punishment, and numerous states, including California, forbid spanking in schools. Now, proponents of such laws argue that spanking, especially for young children, who cannot connect the punishment to the crime, is ineffective, at best, at cruel, at worst. Opponents of this type of law argue that parents, not the state, should be the arbitrator of how children are disciplined at home. Do you agree with that statement? And what you got to do here, I think, is you got to look into your own past. Because most of us, the things we do as adults and the things we do as young adults, most of these patterns we've, picked up from our parents. So I'm willing to bet you, maybe, I'm not going to make broad brush statements here, but I'm willing to bet you that if you got spanked at home, maybe you believe kids should be spanked. Maybe if you got spanked at home like I did and you don't think it did any good, then you don't advocate it. I don't think spanking does any good. I think there are other creative ways to punish kids. Now, does that make me, the typical, quote-unquote, stereotypical bedwetting liberal, softy, blah, blah, blah? No. I'm just one of these people who tries to look for another alternative as opposed to just whacking some kid across the behind or spanking them. And, of course, how many parents start spanking kids and get carried away, too, and go too far? So, do you want the government involved in this? And should this be a law that you can't spank your kid? And then, so what ends up happening is if your neighbor sees you doing it and dials 911, then out come the police. How about you when you were growing up, Em? Did you get spanked?
Yeah. My mother had this real thin little red vinyl belt.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah. And she'd only give me like two or three whacks with it, but, you know, that was enough to sting pretty hard. So then one day I took it and I buried it in the backyard. And 10 years later, I'm out cutting the grass, and all of a sudden I feel a sharp pain right above my ankle. And there's the buckle. The thing had rusted, the belt had rotted away, and the buckle had worked its way back to the surface. And the buckle got me 10 years later.
Well, you didn't raise any children, right?
No, which is probably a good thing, because I think I would have probably spanked them. I mean,
Do you believe in spanking, or?
Yeah, it straightened me out. You know, my mother wasn't hurting.
Oh, it straightened you. Oh, like it straightened you out. Why don't you get on the air and pretend that it straightened you out?
Well,
it didn't straighten you out.
It straightened me out when I was 5 years old.
Yeah, but it didn't straighten you out as an adult.
No.
It didn't have any, I mean, and as a teenager, you were rebellious.
Yeah.
All right.
But it didn't have any deleterious effect on my little psyche, I don't think.
Well, how do you know?
Yeah.
So you don't.
I don't. That's true. Maybe I'm the way I am because she gave me a few whacks with that little vinyl belt. It's all her fault.
I didn't spank my daughter. I didn't. I think I swatted my grandchild once, and then felt bad about it. What about you, Turk? You got kids. You got tons of them.
Let me just start. I got tons of them. I know. I need to stop. First of all, I was spanked when I was a child. And I always didn't want to get spanked by my mother. My dad was the softy of the two. So
yeah,
it was
me too.
Yeah, it was like when I, you know, if I was going to get spanked, it was better off to be done by my dad. Because my mom would grab anything that was around, meat cleavers, belts, you know, you name it. But I was a rotten kid. I'm not going to lie. So, you know, I need a little bit. And, you know, I do spank my kids, but it's like kind of like the last resort type of thing. We don't do it that often, and I really hate to do it.
How many whacks? How many whacks do you get?
We do spank our children.
How many whacks?
Just one. Just one gets their attention. Just on the butt, and that's the only place. We don't, you know, just on their butt.
That's how my mother was.
And, John, how old are you, Maddie, Carson, how old are they?
I got a 5-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 2-year-old.
Was that the 2-year-old or the 3-year-old that was in here the other day?
That was the 2-year-old, and that's my youngest.
He was adorable.
He's a cute little guy, but he's a terror. I'm being paid back for all the bad stuff I ever did.
All right, let's bring Gina in here on this conversation. We'll find out about her. Gina, you there?
Yes.
All right. You get spanked as a kid?
You know, I never did. Neither one of my parents believed in spanking, so I guess I was just a little angel.
Okay, you don't have any kids, though, do you?
I don't.
If you had them, would you spank them?
No, I don't think I could. You know, I have canine kids.
You spank them?
And I don't spank them.
See, I don't know how violence is really supposed to teach anybody anything. That's my question.
Yeah, that's true.
How does that work? Like, how do you teach your kid not to hit
when you're hitting them?
When you're hitting them,
like the death penalty.
I don't think a whack on the butt is a bad thing at all. I mean, I think it's actually a good thing to show your children a little bit of discipline.
Yeah, but you can do it in other ways.
I don't know that the timeout thing works too well.
Oh, it does if you do it right. Yeah, it depends on how you do it.
I don't know. My brother's having a lot of problems with his two children on that. They do the whole timeout thing.
Well, does he do it the right? Does he do it the right way?
Sitting on the naughty mat or whatever they call it. You know,
like go stand in the corner and put your nose against the wall. That's what I used to do with my daughter. Go stand in the corner and put your nose against the wall. And I said, don't move.
Well, did it work?
Yeah.
All right.
Because it's a miserable thing to have to do.
But every kid's different.
Well, but I'll go back to what I said to both of you before. I'll go back to what I said in the beginning. Particularly if you have a boy, then how do you turn around and tell him, don't do it later? Don't you do it to somebody else when they see you doing it to them?
Yeah. Good point.
All right, 303-713-7600. Your experiences, I got two lines open about this. And should it be a state law in the law of Colorado that you cannot spank your child or anybody else's child? I don't think I'd like anybody spanking my child.
Oh, heck no.
That would get a little weird. Okay, but somebody could do it. You could be at a playground and somebody could haul up and swat your kid.
They go to jail.
Well... All right, we'll take your calls coming up, 7:32. Gina, spanks traffic.
Right, we're doing pretty well. Calm compared to yesterday. We do have one major collision hotspot, northbound 25. You're going to run into a big jam there approaching 20th. We've got 4 cars involved in that wreck blocking the fast lane. So that's the area to avoid right now if you can. You're definitely going to be experiencing some delays through there as you try to get into the downtown area. Southbound I-25 pretty jammed as well through downtown. Other than that, just getting a lot of traffic now on all of our eastbound arteries, including C-470 and the Boulder Turnpike. Weather today, cloudy this morning, turning sunny, breezy, and mild. High of 43. Right now, mostly cloudy, 22 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM-760 Progressive Talk.
Visit the Free Diabetes Expo Saturday, February 10th at the Colorado Convention Center. See cooking demonstrations with educational sessions.
I was a lot like you, very apprehensive about calling a mortgage company. I wasn't happy with my adjustable rate. It just kept going up. So I called EM Lending and they hooked me up with a 5.5% fixed rate, and now my worries are gone.
Ease your mind and call EM Lending. EM Lending will beat any advertised rate, or they'll give you $100 guaranteed. Call EM Lending to find out about the brand new 5.5% fixed rate. 303-667-1160. 303-667-1160.
The National Guard really helped turn my life around.
In the National Guard, I've gotten paid job training, money for college.
I get a steady paycheck.
I'm squared away.
Call 1-800-GO-GUARD and ask how you can get the discipline, education, and job skills you need to succeed in the National Guard.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Owning a franchise can make you a lot of money and give you more freedom. But finding the right one? Well, that's the challenge, isn't it? But what if there were an expert you could turn to? Someone who could match up your interests, talents, and investment resources with the perfect franchise opportunity. What do you think you'd have to pay for something like that? $5,000? $10,000? Well, how about free? Because that's exactly what the experts at FranChoice are offering you right now. Our experts will work with you to find the perfect opportunity. And you pay nothing. There's no sales pitch and no fees. Just franchise experts that will get to know your goals and introduce you to your best options. Find a franchise you can be passionate about with a free service from FranChoice. To get started, request a free guide that details the top 10 tips to finding and starting a franchise. Call 1-800-600-1559. 1-800-600-1559. That number again is 1-800-600-1559.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon Laser Center, Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can support progressive talk. AM 760.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now's the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. Choose from up to four real offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Also, Turk goes through the library and picks up Hit Me With Your Best Shot. You know, very funny. What is this, a discussion about Muhammad Ali? 7:36, 36 minutes after 7. Jay Marvin here. There's a California legislator who wants to make spanking illegal in the state of California, and that's in your home, in school, every place. And I'm asking you about spanking. Let's go to Nicole, who's been hanging on to Fort Collins. Nicole, hi. You're on AM 760. What do you think?
Good morning, Jay. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I feel really, really good this morning. I don't know how much weight I've lost, but I feel good.
That's good. We missed you an awful lot.
Well, thanks.
So here's my opinion on the whole spanking thing. Don't you think that violence begets violence?
Yeah, I really do.
So how do you... See, I'm a nanny, so I've been working with kids for forever. So how do you teach a child, especially a young child? I work with, like, two-year-olds. How do you teach a child that it's okay to hit them out of anger? Because, I mean, that's when you're going to do it. If you're going to spank your child, it's going to be when they did something that upset you.
Well, when
right?
you're back, right, when your back's against the wall and you feel like you have no other alternative, so you go for it.
Right. So how do you explain to them, oh, it's okay when I hit you, when I'm mad, but when you get mad, you can't haul off and sock your brother? You know, how do you explain that? It's a complete double standard.
Yeah.
So that's just been my whole philosophy on it ever since I've started working with children. And it's worked for me. I mean, I find that no matter what you do, no matter what your discipline, you know, technique is, as long as you're consistent, you know, timeout does work if you're consistent, if you stick to it. I mean, if you set them on the, you know, naughty stare, as the super nanny would say, right, and then you walk away and they get up and walk away, nothing is learned. But if you, you know, enforce sitting there and you, you know, or if you just redirect behavior. I mean, depending on how significant the, you know, whatever it was that the child did that made you think you should spank him, maybe you should just redirect their behavior.
I always try to warn them, and then if they don't adhere, then it's nose against the wall, and then...
That's what my mom used to do.
And don't move, and then if they move, then they got to stay longer.
Oh, yeah. My brother and I would find ourselves standing in the corner with our nose pressed to the corner for like an hour.
Yeah, but
because
you always...
Because we would end up talking to each other or something, and my mom would say, oh, okay, well, that's another 10 minutes. You know, we would stand there. We would be miserable standing there forever.
But you always followed through. There was the consistency she's talking about, that if you made the threat, you had to carry it out, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Oh,
because otherwise, I mean, you're just going to talk yourself in circles.
Well, three strikes, you're out.
Right.
I said, put that down. That's warning one. I said, put that down. That's warning two. Okay, you pick
well,
it up.
And explain
put
why.
Put your nose against the wall.
Kids are like, yeah, okay, whatever. You said to do that, but why?
Well, yeah, and I try to explain it to them.
You know, and then it works for me. I don't know. I think it's a really hard thing to teach children, especially in the world we live in, where violence is an answer, i.e. the war. To some people, I think it's hard to explain to children that are growing up in this environment that, oh, well, I can hit you, but you can't hit anything, or, you know.
You can't hit
the dog when the dog pushes you over, but, you know, I can spank you when you break my coffee mug, you know? So, I don't know. That's my spin on it.
Well, I think your spin's a good one. Thank you, Nicole. Appreciate it.
Have a good one, Dave.
Okay, talk to you later.
Bye.
One line open at 303-713-SWAT.
I was like Jack Palance in City Slickers. Remember he did that bit about, that's one.
That's right. Well, that's what
two.
I don't know. It's not where it worked for me. I don't know if it's, you know, something that works all the time. Jamie in Denver. Jamie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. I think that the legislator in California has a good goal in mind, which is to help parents be better parents. But you can't legislate good parenting. And what would be a more effective thing to do would be to make sure there's a parenting class in high school or something like that where people actually learn strategies. Because parenting is tremendously difficult and frustrating and annoying and irritating. And kids do things over and over and over again, and they really, you know, can get on your last nerve. And so that is when you hit, because you are really frustrated and you don't know what to do. And I really believe that parents who hit are trying to release their own frustration more than to teach their children something. Because it isn't logical to say don't hit and then spank your child.
Well, I like the idea of parenting classes in high school. I think it's really a good idea. And then there'll be some kids who will never have children and,
right,
you know, they'll never go on to have that kind of life. And as a matter of fact, statistics show that more and more people are remaining single now. But still, you're right. I mean, it's another thing that they can go into the world with.
And they can learn how to balance their checkbook and how to use credit and all those things that are important for being an adult that we don't learn. And we learn just by trial and error. And it's, you know, being an adult is hard. And I think that would be a really good thing. But I don't think the government should be in your personal life like that. You know, and if you're going to SWAT your kid, I don't think that that's the right thing to do. Most psychologists don't think that's the right thing to do. But it's really not the government's business.
Okay, so the deal is you don't want the government to tell you what to do, but you would... But you would advocate. You would advocate that,
yeah,
they have this in high school, that they teach teenagers who may become someday become parents, that you teach them alternatives.
Yes, that you teach strategies for how to deal with kids.
Yeah, I don't find that to be a bad idea. You know, and I can understand people not wanting, you know, the state to be involved, but. You know, then you get in this whole thing, too, about parents who can't draw the line. Of course, that crosses over into child abuse.
Yes, absolutely. And I don't think he is saying the state shouldn't legislate against child abuse. But, you know, while I think it's wrong to spank your child, it's not abusive. It's, you know, I mean, if you swat your child on the tush, it's not abusive. I don't think it works. I don't think it's going to get you what you want. I don't think it's going to teach your child anything, but, you know, anything good. But I don't think it's abuse.
All right, Jamie, thanks.
Okay, have a great day.
You too. Great call. Let's go to Jim in Littleton. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
I'll tell you, I'm always worried when I call that somebody at my work says, gee, I heard you on the phone. You sounded pretty stupid, so hopefully I'll be somewhat...
I don't think you'll have any problems. I don't think you'll have any problems. Go ahead.
Well, I'm an educator, and I agree with all the other callers. And, you know, the caller before was saying that even psychologists say that it's better not to spank and to use reasoning skills. And, frankly, I haven't read any research that says that spanking is better than reasoning skills and natural consequences. And one of the things that you hit on, and I agree, is that timeout can work. It does work. It just depends on how you institute it and so forth as a parent. And I agree with the other caller. In a perfect world, wouldn't that be great with parenting skills and think about what kind of parent you are. Generally, you're the kind of parent your parents were. In terms of the law, that you can spank your kid with your hand. You can't use an instrument. That is social services. You can't cause a mark. That's social services.
Right.
You know, unfortunately, my experience is the system is overworked. So you create a law. You need to enforce that law. And, you know, I can't imagine social services going out every time, you know, a school or an agency calls and says a kid told me that their parents spanked them. So how are you going to enforce that law? And it is better to use reasoning skills. But, you know, I agree again with the other caller. You're going to have this, you know, really the state controlling our lives like that and telling us what we, you know, what we can do in that. I don't see that as abuse, hitting a kid. I spank my kids once, I think. I use reasoning skills. My parents spanked me. But what was behind that was firm and consistency, and that's the old cliche, and that is critical, firm and consistent.
All right, do you think it's okay to spank as long as you don't abuse?
Well, I don't think it's okay to spank. I wouldn't spank. I think reasoning skills are the way to go with a child and use natural consequences. So I don't think spanking is the way to go. I wish that parents would reason. I think that just as your other caller said, that what kind of message are you sending your child? You know, kid gets in a fight and you're going to spank him for getting in a fight? You know, what kind of message is that? So, no, I don't think it's the way to parent. But some parents, you know, they don't have the reasoning skills or, you know, they use the same, you know, philosophy that was used with them with their parents. But, no, it's not the best way to, most effective way to deal with children. You know, reasoning skills and consistency are, you know, what's, but, so, anyway.
Leads me to ask if, I wonder if George W. Bush was spanked as a child.
You know, it's funny. I was thinking when I was making this call, I wonder if Mike Rosen posed that question, what kind of response he might get from his callers if they get on that bandwagon.
Probably spank. Probably spank them.
Probably spank them. I mean, I'm thinking that the majority of 760 listeners would be in agreement with all of us that have called so far.
Well, you know, if there's somebody out there who thinks you should, I'd love to hear why. I mean, I'm not going to, like, beat the crap out of you, but I'd love, pardon the pun, but I'd love to hear what you have to say.
Jay, I would tell you just as a straw poll, part of my responsibility at my work is I handle discipline, and I'll have kids in my office that'll cry and don't call my parents, they're going to beat me, and those kids are habitually in my office. So I don't see that changing.
Good point. Jim, thank you, man. Thanks for a great call. You sounded good.
Take care, Jay. Thanks.
All right. One line open at 303-713-7600. I'm looking for somebody who's pro-corporal punishment, too. I'd love to hear what your reasoning would be. 746.
Shell just made skiing and riding your favorite mountains a whole lot easier. Right now, buy 10 gallons of gasoline at participating Shell stations and get a ski voucher good for a free adult lift ticket with the purchase of an adult lift ticket to Winter Park, Copper Mountain, Monarch, or Crested Butte Ski Resort. The next time you get gasoline, why not ski free with Shell? See participating locations or log on to skifreedeals.com for blackout dates and details. Offer ends April 15th.
Weather today, I'm looking for sunny skies, breezy conditions, mild, high of 43, right now mostly cloudy, 22. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If your child struggles with homework, it could be a sign of an underlying problem in school. Call Sylvan today at 1-800-EDUCATE. Waiting isn't the answer. Calling Sylvan is. Call 1-800-EDUCATE now.
Al Franken.
Next time on the Al Franken Show, we'll preview the President's State of the Union address by trying to figure out what he can possibly claim as an accomplishment in the past year other than not invading any new countries under false pretenses and not outing any more CIA agents for political purposes. Also, he didn't shoot anybody in the face or crotch. Plus, resident ethicist Melanie Sloan and Al Franken Show Hollywood correspondent Lawrence O'Donnell all on the next Franken.
This morning at 10 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Flesher Hinton Music Company reminds parents, a creative outlet can do wonders for a child's imagination and confidence. Encourage your kids to explore their talents through drama, dance, art, or music. New forms of expression can enhance your child's personality, social skills, and outlook on life. This is from Flesher Hinton Music Company, featuring musical instruments new and used, for sale or for school rental. They're located at 3936 Tennyson in Denver and 1232 South Havana in Buckingham Square Mall in Aurora.
Oh, and so I'm sitting here, and I'm not paying attention, so spank me! Ah! Okay. This is the last winter that you were going to go without an all-wheel, front-wheel, or four-wheel drive vehicle. You swore it. You swore it as the snow came down. You swore it. Well, here's a place to do something about it. Rocky's Autos. They have the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, vans, minivans, and SUVs in Colorado. Over 650 on the lot. Everything you can think of. Volkswagen, Saab, Honda, Toyota, Nissan, Dodge, Chevy, Ford. The list just goes on and on and on. And right now, they're matching down incentives going on up to $1,500. You bring in $1,500, and they'll put down $1,500. And what will end up happening is you'll have $3,000 towards your next vehicle. Good people, too, to wait on you. People like Marv Alshear and Spanky Herrera and Fred Labrato and Gerard Menard and all the people at Rocky's work very, very hard. There's about 100, 100. two or three employees out there, and they work very hard every single day to make sure that you're happy. Check out Rockies on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com. Look at the inventory. Pre-qualify for a car loan. Steve handles that. Or, you know what, just get in there and talk to them. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're family-owned and operated, and when you go there, they'll treat you like family, and they've been that way since 1982. So if you're passionate about the car you drive, you want to talk to passionate people, and that's the people at Rockies, and if this is the last winter that you're going to go without some kind of a four-wheel, front-wheel, or all-wheel drive vehicle, then you got to go to Rockies. Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Hey, this is Tanya Robertson. Guess what? The new year is here, and it's time for you and that special person to start making those pesky resolutions. What are you going to be doing? Lose weight, stop smoking, clean out your closet. Well, I have a resolution idea that I know you can keep. Spend 3 days and two nights at a Las Vegas resort and don't pay a dime for it. It's all part of the grand opening of Las Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. Start off the new year right. Recharge those romantic batteries with a fantastic second honeymoon package. Call now and we'll also throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. To receive the high roller treatment and your complimentary second honeymoon, call 866-53-GO-NOW. That's 866-53-GO-NOW for the time of your life. 866-53-GO-NOW. Call now.
Your lean, mean, progressive machine. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 751. It's 51 minutes past the hour. It's going to be a great day today. Becoming sunny, high of 40. Worship the sun, yes. And you can get podcasts. You can instant message me. You can stream at am760.net. You can go there and guess how much weight I've lost and win an HD radio. We got all kinds of things happening at our website, am760.com. This is from Will. Morning, Jay. The thing about spanking and corporal punishment is, in general, is that one can't be sure what lesson the human mind will take away from it. In my own situation, it was done with a 1x3 carved into a paddle.
Ooh.
Ooh. Mm. And I was always told before the hitting started, the only reason I'm doing this is because I love you.
This is going to hurt me more than it hurts you.
What I learned from it ultimately was that if someone tells you they love you, look out because the violence and abuse will be coming shortly. It screwed up my personal relationships for my entire life, and now at the age of 48, I've never been married, can't bring myself to trust anyone enough to consider it. The human mind will draw its own conclusions, and they won't always be what you think they'll be. Well, that's my story for what it's worth. Have a great day, and it's really good to have you back there, not-so-big guy.
That's
Will
sad.
Mary.
That is sad.
That is sad. That is sad. This is from Tom. Most parents resort to spanking because they are impatient and don't follow through with their kids when using time out and other things. For instance, if I have to tell you one more time, and after the third or fourth time, the kid knows he or she is in the clear. If there are consequences, the kids will respond. I was beat as a kid. I think it just teaches violence. Here's Marquez in Denver. Marquez, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Oh yeah. Good morning, everybody.
Hi.
Yeah. I like this subject. This is my favorite subject. Plus, I was a beaten child. I was abused. I was taken in by the California court system. And but what I got from it, see, we have different educational views that we take from this. When I took from it was my dad. We lived in Compton, California. Compton is not at those times were drug ridden, gang ridden.
Oh yeah, I remember Compton.
Ridden.
Sure.
So people got to understand. You got to look on the other side of the fence with other people. You just can't classify just because of what you went through. I was beat simply because I was a knucklehead. I didn't do what I was told. Plus, I had different type of capital punishments from different sources, which really confused me when I was little. My grandmother, she whooped me, but she consulted me. She nurtured me. She said, look, we can't have this. We don't, you know, she talked about it. My father, on the other hand, he had no talk in him. He was just, that's all he knew.
He just struck you?
That's right. He just struck me and was like, you should know better. You know, just overbearing. But then I had appreciation when I got older. Not appreciation, but I had to understand why it is that he did this. There's so many things that parents are going through nowadays that if you're living in Inglewood in Denver, I don't expect you to have no corporate punishment. If you're living in in Five Points or some a bad area in Denver, you have to see your environment, and you have to get a control, because a lot of values come from outside into your home. So that's another reason why corporal punishment is good. But you must, as a parent, have to have that education.
How do you go to a kid and say, don't fight, violence is not the answer, there's no reason to get into fighting, it's not civilized behavior, and then you turn around and you use violence in order to enforce what you're thinking about your child, which is, don't do this, I told you not to do it, bang, then you hit him.
Well, I'm from
then
that.
What keeps them from going out and doing it to somebody else?
I'm from that old school, Jay. My parents are from down south. They told me, do as I say, not as I do.
Well, so a lot of people's parents.
What I'm saying, though, but if you have good role models as parents, you shouldn't go out there and do what they do. And even if they do inflict corporal punishment, it shouldn't be to that point where you want to go out and you want to do the same thing to the same magnitude as you do, as you've been gotten, even if you've been reinforced. If there's no reinforcement, then corporal punishment is bad. And plus, I don't want nobody legislate parenting, because when you get down to that, there's no end to it.
Well, you know, do you think most kids can differentiate between discipline and violence?
No, it's the environment they live in, Jay. It's
no, but you didn't answer my question, though, because I'd like to get an answer on that. Do you think that most kids can differentiate between domestic violence or violence and discipline?
Unfortunately, they can't, because they don't have that back.
Okay, so then if you use corporal punishment, then are you teaching them violence solves things?
In some areas, some family streams, you do. It just happens because you don't have that kind of backing that tells you, look, I'm not doing this to be, to hurt you and be negative. You don't have nobody talking to them after they being inflicted with the corporal punishment. That's where it goes wrong. That's where you be searching for answers. You're searching, like, why am I getting whooped? If they say they love me, like the other caller said, and they just keep whooping me, that doesn't make sense at all. You're doing a disservice to your family. Plus, I'm not trying to draw, trying to cut lines down a little, but it's different environments where people live in, Jay, that you can't legislate it. Like I
all
said,
all right. So what are you saying? People who live in lower socioeconomic situations should spank their kids, and people who live in higher socioeconomic situations should not spank their kids.
I'm gonna say on top of that, you must read and assist how your kids and how your teachings are. You can't do that either, then it's going to go all wrong. No, you just have knuckleheads in all sorts of life, all family strands. You have to deal with
it. You know what? You can deal with people who are knuckleheads and not have to, spank them.
I heard that. Well, there's just certain kids, volatile. You have to put them down. Like your guest, I don't remember his name. He said he was a knucklehead and he had to get ripped. Turk said he had to do the same thing. So you have to understand. If they understand they're a knucklehead, then yeah, it might be conducive. But if they don't understand it, then it's not going to be right. Any way you put it, putting your hands on people or not, you got to make sure your kids, they understand where you're coming from. But if they don't, and you're whooping them, you create a confused.
All right. Well, I'm not so sure I agree, but I'm glad you called up, and thanks for the call. And next time we're on it, you can call on that or anything else. Thanks,
Thank
Mark Weiss. Appreciate it.
Right on.
All right. Coming up, former New York Times reporter and author Chris Hedges is next. We'll take a look at the religious right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. He's got a brand new book out, and it's a good one. And we'll talk about it. So stick around.
North America's foremost women's lecture series is back, and kicking it off Wednesday, January 31st, is Erin Brockovich. AM 760 has your chance to see the real Erin Brockovich at the Buell Theater. For more info or to purchase tickets, log on to am760.net.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder, and on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. He was the vice president's right-hand man. Now Louis Libby is on trial accused of perjury. The jury is hearing opening statements this morning. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
Prosecutors will say Libby lied to investigators to cover his role in the outing of CIA officer Valerie Plame. The defense will claim he forgot what he told reporters about Plame because he was busy doing his job. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohn expects both sides to say this is about the law, not politics.
And I think it'll be up to the judge to make sure that this is a trial about perjury and obstruction of justice and not the White House's Iraq policy.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
President Bush will touch on health care, energy, and the environment tonight, but American CBS News spoke to say the big issue for them has to be the war in Iraq.
I just trust that he's put a lot of thought into the decisions that he has to make.
Definitely hope he addresses our withdrawal from Iraq and has a timeline so we don't have Vietnam all over again.
CBS News Chief Washington correspondent Bob Schieffer says the president is in a tough spot.
When you have so many people in his own party now separating themselves from the White House, it leaves the impression of a very weakened president, a president who has very little ability to get anything done.
This year's Oscar nominees are out, and there is a big surprise.
Dreamgirls is both a winner and a loser. It has 8 nominations, more than any other film, but did not receive a nomination for the top prize, Best Film. Nominees in that category are Babel, The Departed, The Queen, Letters from Iwo Jima, and Little Miss Sunshine. As expected, Helen Mirren received a nomination for Best Actress for The Queen. She's the favorite to win. Sacha Baron Cohen is a nominee for his screenplay of Borat. And the star of Little Miss Sunshine, 10-year-old Abigail Breslin, is a Best Supporting Actress nominee. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Motion Picture Academy in Beverly Hills.
Overseas, a prosecutor is recommending a rape indictment against Israeli President Moshe Katsav. CBS's Robert Berger has that.
The charges stem from complaints by several women who worked for him as president and before that as a cabinet minister. Katsav denies the charges, but has said that if he's indicted, he would step down.
New rules in effect today require Americans on flights from Canada, Mexico, and the Caribbean to show a passport or they won't be allowed back into the country. You can still cross by car without a passport in most cases. In Australia, a man was removed from a Qantas flight when he refused to part with a T-shirt with a picture of President Bush on it and the caption, "World's Number One Terrorist." Qantas says anything that could cause a fuss on an airliner is a no-no. University of Florida researchers say putting household sponges in the dishwasher really won't kill all the germs they pick up, but microwaving them on high for just 2 minutes will knock out more than 99% of the bacteria and viruses and parasites. 10 minutes in the microwave kills everything. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow is up 23 points, NASDAQ's up 5. This is CBS News.
This is Charles Osgood of the Osgood File. Emerging research suggests that eating foods naturally rich in antioxidants may help protect your memory. I think that's big news. Even more surprising is where to find those protective antioxidants. Did you know Welch's 100% grape juice has powerful antioxidants just like red wine? In fact, one independent study just ranked Welch's 100% grape juice the number one beverage for antioxidant capacity per serving among 1,000 foods tested. So if you want to help protect your memory, remember to drink delicious Welch's 100% grape juice every day. This is Charles Osgood. I'll see you on the Osgood File.
Now, you have a very unique accounting system for your boutique.
Yep. I designed my own spreadsheets.
Wow, looks complicated.
That's why I have a cheat sheet for my spreadsheets.
That is one big cheat sheet.
That's just the index.
You know, there's an easier way to manage your business.
Really?
Yeah, QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't. It even makes tax time a cinch.
I'm switching.
Great.
Can you help me fold this back up?
I doubt it. QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at Staples, Office Depot, or Sam's Club.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. It's been 3 weeks now since the murder of Broncos cornerback Darrent Williams. Despite some speculation, the case is not being considered by a grand jury. That's according to Lynn Kimbrough of the Denver DA's office.
A Denver grand jury does not have that case, and a Denver grand jury is not taking testimony in that case.
Williams was gunned down New Year's morning while riding in a limo. No suspects are in custody. The state Senate has voted along party lines in favor of joining with other states to bypass the Electoral College system. Senate Majority Boss Ken Gordon says nine states are considering that proposal, which would award electoral votes to the winner of the nationwide popular vote. Ideas being promoted by Fair Vote, a national voting reform group. And volunteers have helped raise more than $54,000 to help two Bertha teenagers who lost their legs in a freak traffic accident. Schoolmates of Nico Landeros and Tyler Karen joined other volunteers in a phone-a-thon at Bertha High School last night. Two were critically injured January 15th when they were pinned between two SUVs while trying to change a flat tire. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. A couple of collision clogs on the freeways eastbound I-70 just after 225 if you're making your way out to DIA. Pretty heavy delays northbound 25 from the bridges all the way to 20th Street. Had a multi-car wreck blocking the fast lane. And the opposite side still busy into downtown. Still have a lot of congestion around the metro area for sure. About the only place traffic moving well right now, I-25 through the tech.
I was a lot like you, very apprehensive about calling a mortgage company. I wasn't happy with my adjustable rate. It just kept going up. So I called EM Lending and they hooked me up with a 5.5% fixed rate, and now my worries are gone.
Ease your mind and call EM Lending. EM Lending will beat any advertised rate, or they'll give you $100 guaranteed. Call EM Lending to find out about the brand new 5.5% fixed rate. 303-667-1160. 303-667-1160.
The end of season sale is here, and you can gear up and save. Elevation Outfitters, 1420 on the Pearl Street Mall, Boulder, with plenty of parking at 15th and Pearl.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong.
The next show the right wing will come up with is Barack Obama spanked his children when they were young. Do you really want Barack Obama to be your president? 8:07, 7 minutes after 8 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Great day today, sunny, and a high today of 40, which is always good news. Chris Hedges is a former New York Times reporter and author of best-selling book, War is a Force That Gives Us Meaning, and he's our special guest. His brand new book is called American Fascists, The Christian Right and the War on America. It's a two-year investigation of the Christian right. Hedges compares the Christian right to early fascist movements in Italy and Germany and argues that the movement's goal is for America to become a theocratic totalitarian country. And he went to several places to learn more about this movement, including a meeting in the Pennsylvania Pro-Life Federation and numerous other places. And also a conference sponsored by our friend down the road here, James Dobson's focus on the family. Let's talk to Chris Hedges. And Chris, nice to have you on the program. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, you realize you are down the road, or up the road, actually, from James Dobson's empire down there in Colorado Springs.
Yeah, I'm about 60 miles away, I guess.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And by the way, Chris has a book signing tonight at the Lodo and Tattered Cover, the Tattered Cover in Lodo, rather, and that's tonight at 7:30. Okay, boy, where to start on this? Because this topic is huge. And more and more people seem to be becoming now more and more worried about the Christian right. There's an HBO documentary made by Nancy Pelosi's daughter, Alexandria, I believe, that is starting to run on HBO about these folks. And one of the things that you really never hear discussed about the Christian right and about the fanatical Christian right is the similarities between dominionism and fascism. And describe dominionism, first of all, and then compare it to fascism.
Well, dominionism is a real corruption of traditional fundamentalism, traditional evangelicalism, which you know, in the American evangelical movement and among American fundamentalists, there has always been a call to keep your distance from politics. Fundamentalists often called on believers not only to shun political participation, but really step back and remove themselves from the contaminants of secular society. Evangelical leaders like Billy Graham always called on followers to be very wary of getting too close to political power. He himself, of course, was burned and used by Richard Nixon, a lesson he never forgot. This is a new movement. Dominionism is about taking control, about creating a Christian state. And I think that while we still use terms like fundamentalist or evangelical, what we're talking about is a new phenomena. We're talking about that fusion of religious language and religious iconography with patriotic language and American power. And that's something that's something very, very different. Of course, it's espoused most famously around here by people like James Dobson, but many others, Pat Robertson, obviously. And what we've seen with this movement is a drive to burrow into the corridors of power. They've gone, of course, very far with the Bush administration. And when we listen now to Dominionist calls, and they control, Dominionists control most of the Christian radio and broadcasting, they talk about creating a state in which those who do not submit to their ideology and their control have no legitimacy in America at all.
Well, number one, that sounds like the Taliban. And the other thing is, yeah, you know, they do have a deep connection with the Republican Party, and they do have a deep connection with the Bush administration. But you know something really weird, which is what David Kuo in Tempting Faith was trying to point out to them, I think, that is that they don't ever get what they want. They basically get used. For instance, yesterday, I think it was yesterday, Marilyn Manson Musgrave, who's a congresswoman here, and also I can't remember who her counterpart was. Oh, Wayne Allard, maybe, on the Senate part here, said that they were going to drop the whole idea of a constitutional amendment to ban, you know, gay marriage, and abortion still you know, is still legal. A woman's right to choose is still legal. I mean, in other words, they don't basically. I mean, what has the administration basically given them that you know, Kuo is telling them that basically they're getting ripped off and that they should take a year off from all of this.
Well, Kuo, I think, reflects a feeling, and you're very right, within the movement. We saw this, you know, when Bush was reelected. Bob Jones, and I think it was Dobson as well, wrote letters to Bush that said basically that, you know, we have gotten out the grassroots for you. You know, that radical base has come through for you. You owe us, and you've got to start to deliver. And I think Dobson even talked about calling on followers to remove themselves from the Republican Party. I don't know where they're supposed to go. They've done a very effective control, of course, of taking the Republican Party. So while they haven't achieved what they want, while they're, as you pointed out, in terms of some of these issues like abortion, you know, the complete stripping of gays and lesbians of their civil rights, I mean, which is just a phenomena, of course, that presages terrible things for the rest of us when people are allowed to become second-class citizens because of their sexual orientation. That sets up a precedent, and there's a long list of social deviants that they'd like to get after they get gays and lesbians, you know, intellectuals, liberals, you know, scholars, scientists. The Bush administration has, nevertheless, allowed them to take control of federal programs on reproductive rights, to gut aid research, to essentially stymie global warming, to sell creationist books through the National Park Service. And, of course, they have received hundreds of millions of dollars in federal taxpayer funds to their faith-based initiative. So they haven't gotten what they wanted. However, they've gotten a lot, and they've gotten a lot more than any other administration has given them. And more importantly, they, you know, and we've watched over the last two decades, they have moved from the fringes of American society into the centers of power. Before the 2006 election, 45 senators and 186 members of the House received an 80 to 100% approval rating by three of the most sort of radical right-wing lobbying groups by the Christian right in Washington, Eagle Forum, Family Resource Council. And I think that that's extremely telling. For me, this movement is built off of personal and economic despair. The tens of millions of Americans in this country who have been shunted aside through the loss of manufacturing jobs, abandoned by federal and state programs. There are parts of this nation, such as many places in Ohio that I traveled, that essentially look like the third world. And these people, like Dobson, have manipulated this despair to remove these people from a reality-based world, to usher them into a world of magic, to give them a world where they believe Jesus walks with them, Jesus has a plan for them, God will protect them, God will promote them. They don't need health insurance because they can be healed. They don't have to worry about federal programs because if they're right with Jesus, they'll get everything they ask for, of course, as long as they send their rent checks into these people. And that's an extremely dangerous movement because it's completely irrational. We see that with the propagation of creationism. Creationism is not about offering an alternative. Creationism is about the destruction of the possibility of dispassionate, honest, intellectual and scientific inquiry. And I think that until we address this despair, until we reincorporate these people back into the country, we're not going to be able to blunt this movement, despite the elections of 2006.
Yeah, Chris, this is John M. You know what always scares me is when I hear these guys, these politicians saying, this is a Christian nation. And hearing Sam Brownback making his announcement he's going to run for the presidency the other day, that really scared the heck out of me because he kept invoking God every other phrase, it seemed.
Well, Brownback's probably the candidate that is favored most by this movement, he is a figure that's, you know, is certainly, from all we can tell, has an agenda or is committed to an agenda that is even more radical than George Bush. I think this kind of a movement cannot come to power unless we enter a period of instability, a period of crisis where people are afraid. I don't know whether that comes from another catastrophic terrorist attack, an economic meltdown, a series of environmental disasters, because radical movements like this really need that instability in order to finally subvert the institutions and mechanisms that keep an open society pluralistic and democratic. We're not in a period of crisis now. We very well could be. I think until then, there'll be a kind of encroaching, incursion. And, of course, these people are well-funded. Tim LaHaye and others have done a very good job of getting right-wing think tanks, large corporations behind them. And, of course, corporations love them because, if Jesus takes care of you, you don't need labor unions.
Oh, right, exactly. Yeah.
You don't need any kind of protection because you have divine protection. And that fusion, I think, you know, Robert O. Paxton wrote a great book, The Anatomy of Fascism. He said there's no such thing as a purely fascist movement. Fascist movements always make alliances, often uneasy alliances, but alliances with traditional conservatives and corporate interests. And the whole notion of corporatism comes out of Mussolini's Italy. That's why Fortune magazine in 1934 put him on the cover and praised him for defanging labor unions and empowering industrialists at the expense of the workers.
818, 18 minutes after 8 here at AM 760, Progressive Talk. On the line with us, Chris Hedges. He is the author of Losing Moses on the Freeway and his new book, American Fascist, the Christian Right, and the War on America. You know, the key to this whole thing is how do we turn this around? You're right, we've got to incorporate these people and bring them back into society, and poverty is a key motivator for any radical movement. Look at the Middle East, look at any part of the world. It's something that we just don't seem as a country and as a society to get. So we've got to get these people back, and we've got to blunt this movement and stop it. But how do you do that? I mean, how do you do it unless you battle them in the courts every 5 minutes and, you know, battle them at the ballot box? And, I mean, and these Christian radio stations, these who preach this dominion stuff, I mean, that's just a misuse of the public trust of the broadcast frequencies.
Yeah, you couldn't be more right. You know, I mean, it's a form of indoctrination. And one of the reasons why this movement has fought so hard against hate crimes legislation is because all they do is spew bigotry
yeah,
and intolerance.
You're right, they do.
And they all talk about there's a strong hate crimes law in Canada, and they always talk, they'll say these horrible things about gays or liberals, how they should be exterminated and stuff like this, and then say, well, if we were in Canada, we couldn't do this. So that's certainly an important point. I do think, Webb, the new senator, he's interesting. He's begun to speak about some of these issues. I think we have to begin to address this very real despair and marginalization, this kind of Weimarization of the American working class. I mean, we live in a country now where the top 1% control more wealth than the bottom 90% combined. And, these kinds of inequities and injustices essentially gut and destroy open societies. That's nothing new. Plutarch wrote about it. Thucydides wrote about it. I mean, blaming the death of Athenian democracy.
But, God, you'd be surprised, though, the amount of people you run into who don't care or think that that's okay. Well, they worked hard. They got there. What's the problem?
Well, they think that's okay because, of course, we live in a culture that's absolutely saturated with lies. I mean, essentially, is what advertising is. And it's sophisticated, and it works well, and they are told, I mean, just look at television. We can all become Donald Trump.
All we have to do
is just believe in ourselves and never give up and work hard, and we can, build, obscene and disgusting towers in New York and run casinos. And, I mean, it is a fantasy, but it's an effective fantasy in the sense of the way that it's been marketed and sold, and it's kept people very muted. I mean, the problem is that, we went through a similar crisis like this in the 1930s. It was worse, but, I mean, it could get there, where, people, essentially had been pushed aside or, completely marginalized within the society. And we had the New Deal. We were blessed with progressive forces, labor unions, and unfettered press.
But those forces don't exist now. I mean, admit to me. I mean, you work for the New York Times, and I take the New York Times, and of course, I'm not going to pick on them, but I grant that they found out the whole thing with Judith Miller and blew her out. But look at the media landscape as a whole. The media landscape as a whole is a freaking joke, don't you think?
Well, it's worse than a joke.
It's criminal.
Yeah, I think the figure is 80% of all newspapers in the country are controlled by 6 or 8 corporations. Television, everything. And this, of course, is courtesy of Bill Clinton, which...
Telecom 96.
You got it. And so, yes, the media is... I mean, we don't... there are voices of this in this country, and I think we got a glimpse of it with New Orleans. These people have become virtually invisible. We don't hear their stories. They may go out every once in a while and do a story on them, but they're not covered. They have no voice in this society. And that's extremely dangerous, and this movement is a product of that rage, because that's what this movement is about. It's a theology of despair. It is a belief that nothing in this world is worth saving, that the greatest event to celebrate is Armageddon, apocalyptic, catastrophic violence where everything will be destroyed. And until we give these people hope, until we bring them back within the fold, I don't think that we're going to be able to stop a radical movement that seeks to reshape American society in ways that we've not seen since the country started.
Why can't we re-harness them into a more progressive stance?
Well, I don't think we can until we find progressive organizations or parties that are actually willing to stand up and defend their interests, and that is not the Democratic Party. Nobody is talking about the severe damage and dislocation caused by NAFTA.
Well, you've got some people out there that are doing it. I mean, Sherrod Brown did it. Webb, who you pointed out, is starting to talk about it.
You were talking about individuals, but as a party.
No, as a party, you're right. As a party, you're right.
That's important because, a lot of the anger towards liberals is not displaced. The Democratic Party, long after they abandoned the working class and started to take money from the same corporate interests that fund the Republican Party, continued to use the rhetoric as if they were watching out for the interests and talking on behalf of the working class.
Well, to me, the only way to change that is to get involved with the Democratic Party and try to force change from within.
Well, I had a great professor at Harvard Divinity School, James Luther Adams, who said that anybody who believed that they followed the gospel or was a Christian, and didn't work night and day within their community, had no right to call themselves a Christian.
Yeah, I mean, you got to get out there and try to force that change and try to force the direction. Boy, I wish I have to get up so early in the morning that I cannot stay up until 7:30. I wish I could come to the Tattered Cover and Lodo tonight for this book signing. This is an absolutely fabulous book, and you're a fabulous guest, and I'd love to put you down on the Rolodex and call you again.
Anytime.
And maybe I can have you on, and we'll expand this to a full hour and get into all of this, because I'm like you. I think that this and all of the things that surround it, all of these things, are going to combine to make this a very, very difficult country to live in, and threatens us. And I think it threatens us more than Al-Qaeda.
Oh, yeah. And that's certainly a thesis of the book.
Yeah, exactly. Chris, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. There's Chris Hedges, author of Losing Moses on the Freeway, and his new book, American Fascist, The Christian Right and the War on America. See him tonight at the Tattered Cover, the Lodo store. He'll be there to sign the book and discuss it. That's at 7:30 tonight, man, and he knows what he's talking about. And you read the book, you'll love it.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
It's a new year, and it's a time when many people want to make major changes in their lives. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. You know, I got to ask you, how many of you follow through with your New Year's resolutions? Well, Icon LASIK Center is going to make it possible for you to follow through with your 2007 resolution a reality. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable LASIK procedures since 1999. And well, now it's 2007, and Icon's experienced surgeons want to help you make glasses a thing of the past for as little as $4.99 per eye. If you're short on cash because of the holidays, well, Icon has financing available too for all credit types with zero down and no interest for up to 24 months. Icon now offers Intralase, bladeless LASIK. Learn more by getting in touch with Icon LASIK Center today at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001, or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I, like the letter, C-O-N, denver.com.
Rebecca.
Why do office solutions from Regis work for today's businesses?
My budget is tight. If I can get a fully furnished and equipped office with no upfront costs or long-term lease, with meeting rooms, a receptionist, and IT pros, hey, that works for me.
Regis offers 750 locations in 350 cities in 60 countries. All offer flexible terms to meet your needs, and offices are available immediately. So call 888-OFFICES today, or visit Regis.com. That's R-E-G-U-S.com. Regis, offices that work for you.
Just Brakes.
What does Just Brakes charge for new brake pads?
Just Brakes safety experts will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for just $99.88.
All four wheels?
Yes. Just Brakes will also machine rotors and drums and inspect the brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. You are the brake safety experts. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts or services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
It's a cold and hazy December morning in 1961. Just outside of Greeley, a school bus with 36 children rolls past the rural farmlands. At a diagonal train crossing, the bus slows, then stops. The 23-year-old bus driver looks back, this time through frosted windows, then pulls forward. From seemingly nowhere, a train, running behind schedule, slams into the side of the bus, tearing it in half. It was a typical morning, tragically shattered in an instant. Read the true story of the crossing in the Rocky Mountain News, an exclusive 33-day series that tells of Colorado's worst traffic accident, the 16 surviving children, the driver, and how this tragedy altered their lives forever. Read the crossing and discover the Rockies' unmatched ability to tell the stories that affect the people of Colorado. Subscribe now for as little as a dollar a week by calling 303-892-NEWS or at RockyMountainNews.com. The Rocky Mountain News, closer to home.
Tonight, AM 760 brings you special interactive coverage of the State of the Union Address. We'll have progressive commentary, analysis, blogger reaction, and interviews hosted by Christy Harvey of the Center for American Progress.
And so, in my speech to the nation,
it'll be your chance to hear the State of the Union,
whatever you want to call it.
Then react to it. Special coverage begins tonight at 6 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
After 8 o'clock, high today, going to be good. Sunny and 40. AM 760, Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. All right, we've got Paul Waldman of Media Matters for America coming up at 9 o'clock, our weekly segment. But I want to get into this story a little bit. Considering I seem to have some fixation about the media lately. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's me. Anyway, check this story out and let me know what you think. We've talked about the show 24 before and Jack Bauer and the whole thing. 2 years ago, Muslim groups protested when the pilot of the hit Fox drama 24 cast Islamic terrorists as the villains who launched a stolen nuclear missile in an attack on America. Now, after a one-year respite during which Russian separatists played the bad guys on the critically acclaimed series, Muslims are back in the evil spotlight. Unlike last time, when Agent Jack Bauer saved the day, the terrorists this time have already succeeded in detonating a nuclear bomb in a Los Angeles suburb, being portrayed again as the heartless wrongdoers, has drawn renewed protests from Muslim groups, including one that had a meeting with Fox executives 2 years ago over the issue. The overwhelming impression you get is fear and hatred for Muslims, said Rabid Ahmed, a spokeswoman for the Washington-based Council on Islamic Relations. She said Thursday she was distressed by this season's premiere. After watching that show, I was afraid to go to the grocery store because I wasn't sure the person next to me would be able to differentiate between fiction and reality. She said the group had a conference call Wednesday with Fox executives to protest the current plotline and request more positive portrayals of Muslims on the show, but nothing was promised. All right, now, I did not see 24. I don't stay up, so I didn't see it. Did you see it? Did you watch 24?
I watched 24. Well, I hate to use the term religiously after talking to...
That's okay, but you can use the term religiously.
Okay, yes, yeah, so I watch it every week.
All right, Muslims badly portrayed in 24?
Are they badly portrayed?
Yeah, as they claim.
They're the terrorists this season. They're the bad guys. They're the villains. Last year it was separatist Russians. This year it's...
This year it's Muslims.
Muslims.
And they're upset about it. Now, how come they don't have radical Christians or radical Jews as terrorists?
I guess that would be, maybe that'll be next year's plot twist. You know, the show's not partisan. It's paranoid. The whole idea is paranoia.
Well, no, I understand that, but I just wondered. Why do Muslims always have to play into this? Well, because of 9/11. Is that the question? So now all Muslims are forbidden?
Well,
is that what it is?
Well,
I mean,
part of the subplot this year is one of the president's advisors wants to put all the Muslims in America in detention camps.
Oh, geez, wonderful.
And the president's resisting that. It's portrayed on the show as a bad idea.
So then they're not being portrayed. But, well, all right, well, you know, why is it not only 24, but we can look at other television shows. Why is it only certain groups of people are portrayed as villainous or evil, and then other groups of people never catch any hell at all? Why does that happen? Is it because of a believability? Is it because of there would be too much outrage? Is it because the Jews control Hollywood?
No, the whole thing in Hollywood is making money. There's not that really that much of a political ideology. I mean, there is off-screen.
Plus your ABC.
Yeah. But making money is the primary thing.
All right, let's explore this. Why? You know, and it used to be in this country. It used to be Mexicans and Indians.
Yeah.
And African Americans. Now it's Muslims.
And of course, during World War II, you know, you see all those old World War II.
Yeah, but we're not that old.
No, but I mean, you see them on TV, and they show the old, you know, movies where the Japs
you're right. The Japanese are sneaky and all that kind of stuff. And then our generation, when we were kids, you're right. I mean, we used to, you know, there were those jokes that went around about the Japanese. And now majority of people in this country, I guess, are driving their automobiles around. I won't say the majority, but a lot of them are. All right, but I want to look at this. Why aren't other groups, singled out? And, you know, what about Irish, you know, separatists? What about Armenians? What about, how come they're not ever included in any of this?
Yeah, you know.
Why's it got to be Muslims?
There was one movie, a Harrison Ford movie.
Right. There's been several movies made about that, but, you know, no, I'm talking about attacking America. All right, 303-713-7600, two lines open if you want to get in on this discussion about 24. And if you saw the show, we'd love to hear from you. And even if you haven't, maybe you want to speculate about, you know, people being singled out, groups being singled out, as having to be the heels, as we used to call them in professional wrestling, as opposed to being the babies, as we used to call them. Speaking of that, did you ever know about that wrestler Bam Bam Bigelow?
No.
He died, 45 years old.
Ooh. Killed in the ring? Or?
No. Yeah. Found him dead. Bye, Bam Bam. 8:34, 34 minutes past the hour. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, we're not quite out of the woods yet. Still have several areas for stop-and-go traffic. Eastbound I-70 from Havana to 225, that wreck blocking the center lane. So give yourself extra time if you're headed out to DIA. Westbound lanes heavy from Colorado up to I-25, and eastbound 6, still sluggish from Wadsworth to the interstate. Northbound 25 shaking loose between University and 20th. It looks like that multi-car wreck is...
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing.
Why not make it easy?
Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Denver. Stay up to date with AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
6:36 minutes past the hour. And homeowners, here's an important message from the mortgage store. When they told you it was a limited-time offer, they meant it. The mortgage store fully funded their $25 million six-month payment freedom campaign. But there's good news. You can still get a 5.75%. 5.99 APR, 30-year fixed rate with no payments until March. A quarter of the homeowners with an ARM aren't sure they can make their payments if the rates go up. And also, you need to get rid of those high credit cards as well. So stop worrying. Take action now. Take advantage of low fixed rates. Trade your stress and all your other bills in for one new low, low payment. The mortgage store will show you how you can save hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month and more. The Mortgage Store is a direct lender, an Inc. 500 company you can trust. When you call the Mortgage Store, you'll be dealing with experts who make it easy. The only thing easier than getting a new loan from the Mortgage Store is remembering the phone number. It's 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. Call the Mortgage Store. They're the guaranteed pros.
Owning a franchise can make you a lot of money and give you more freedom. But finding the right one? Well, that's the challenge, isn't it? But what if there were an expert you could turn to? Someone who could match up your interests, talents, and investment resources with the perfect franchise opportunity? What do you think you'd have to pay for something like that? $5,000? $10,000? Well, how about free? Because that's exactly what the experts at FranChoice are offering you right now. Our experts will work with you to find the perfect opportunity. And you pay nothing. There's no sales pitch and no fees. Just franchise experts that will get to know your goals and introduce you to your best options. Find a franchise you can be passionate about with a free service from FranChoice. To get started, request a free guide that details the top 10 tips to finding and starting a franchise. Call 1-800-600-1559. 1-800-600-1559. That number again is 1-800-600-1559.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hi.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine. First of all, before we talk about 24, I'd just like to say to John, I'm really glad to have him back in Colorado because I feel like an old friend has come here. I used to listen to him in California.
Oh, in my previous incarnation back there.
There you go.
Well, thank you.
Now, that 24, if you really just watch it, you can see that all they're doing is taking their plot line strictly from the news of what's happening in our country today. And while you have to have an antagonist, and in this case it's the Muslim terrorists, really the bad guys to me are the government. If you watch it, I mean, they're rounding up all these Arabs and, or Muslims, excuse me, and putting them in detention camps for no reason at all. One of the good guys in the story is in there.
Yeah, that is, you know, like, as I was saying, that's the underlying theme, I think, is that America overreacting to what has happened.
But, you know, the idea that it has to be Muslim terrorists, you know, I can kind of see the point where it transmits out that Muslims are bad people, and I don't believe for like 1 second that the majority of Muslims living in the United States of America don't like the country or want to overthrow it. You know, all they want to do is do the same thing anybody else wants to do, which is go to work, raise their families, practice their religion. And, you know, there are groups that, and I'm not only talking about 24, but there are groups that never get singled out as being evil. No network has the guts ever to, for instance, single out evangelical religious right radicals as being bad people. I mean, there's Eric Rudolph out there and others who have committed bombings, but you never see them portrayed. True?
Well, that's true.
Why not?
I think because there aren't that many of them. Yeah, Eric Rudolph was out there, and he had his own little war going there. But
well, there were more than just Eric Rudolph. Well, Timothy McVeigh was not a Muslim.
Yeah, but he was a one-shot deal.
Well, so was 9/11. You know, you think about it, there were only 19 Muslims in one incident that attacked the United States. That was it.
Well, I disagree because that's Al-Qaeda, and they tried before to blow up the World Trade Center, and they've got a cause.
Yeah, but Al-Qaeda is not a but you would have to agree, Sue, that Al-Qaeda is not a reflection of mainstream Islam.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Anybody who knows anything about Islam knows that it is not like that.
I mean, so what you have tantamount to the fact is it'd be like that you would have a part on a show of a moneylender or a pawnbroker or a banker, and you would make that person Jewish. So it's reinforcing a stereotype that Muslims are terrorists. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I just don't watch the show that way. I don't perceive it that way.
Yeah.
It's just you've got to have a bad guy, and this year that's it. And that's only because, you know, they're lazy and take all their ideas to the storyline right from what's actually happening.
They're lazy. Yeah, but they're getting paid more than you and I. True?
Yeah.
All right, Sue, thanks. Appreciate the call.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right.
Yeah, they asked the producer of 24 how much it cost to produce each episode, and he wouldn't say. He just said, it's not cheap.
Yeah, and I'm sure they get good money, too. Let's go to Josh in Boulder. Josh, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Just want to preface whatever I'm about to say here with, one, I am a Democrat. Two, I listen to your show every day and that of the other shows on 760, but I admit that I feel you're taking this conversation a little bit down the wrong road for the mere fact of ignorance. And that's just to say that, yes, you go to bed early and you don't watch a lot of TV. You just asked the question, do they not make fun of evangelicals? Well, there's a show on this year called Studio 60, and they had
and that's not what I said.
And they said crazy Christians. They called them crazy Christians.
Excuse me. That's not what I said. That's not what I said.
You did. You asked her a question.
No, you missed my... I will re-rack it because you didn't listen to what I said. What I said was, why aren't evangelical Christians, the radical right Christians, portrayed as being evil, as being evil. Villains? That's what I said.
Of, versus made fun of?
That's what I said.
Okay. So the other thing
But wait a minute.
Is,
hang on a second. You were wrong. Now you need to apologize to me.
Okay, I didn't hear the last word you said, and I thought you were saying pure making fun of.
But you're wrong. You need to apologize.
Okay, I'm wrong. Can I now talk about what I called in for?
After you say you're sorry.
To whom?
Me.
I'm sorry I said that.
Did I misquote
crazy
you?
Christians is about making fun versus about being evil, and
no,
I misquoted you.
That's right. I don't quote.
Okay.
I don't condone using the term crazy Christians.
Okay,
all right,
there
go
you
ahead.
Go.
All right.
So now. Don't watch 24. I've never seen 24. I've heard it's a great show. The fact that they're using Muslims as terrorists, and you said, why don't they show Jews as terrorists or Christians as terrorists? I got to ask the question, when was the time, only time, ever you've ever heard of a Jew strapping a bomb to its chest and walking into a marketplace and blowing themselves up? Jews don't do that. Also, the radical Muslims, you will hear, not, you're right, it's not mainstream, but the radicals, and you only typically hear this from radical Muslims, language around slitting the throat, drinking the blood of our enemies. All infidels need to die. This is language that I'm not going to say is their religion, but you have a lot of people in that religion that agree, believe, or stand idle by when that language occurs, and you don't see that in other religions, and that's the point.
Okay, who goes out and bombs abortion clinics and shoots abortion doctors?
Bombs I haven't heard of. Shooting your own crazy Christians. Sure.
Well, there have been a lot of abortion bombings over the last 20 or 30 years, and the fact is, who does that? How come they're not portrayed as terrorists? Why is it?
I think they are.
Show?
Terror, I don't think an
what
individual
show?
Act can be terrorism. That's the thing. I think terrorism is widespread.
What show? Well, now we're going to get into an argument about defining terrorism.
But just out of curiosity,
what show takes those kinds of people who go, like this guy in upstate New York, who goes and shoots an abortion doctor? How come he doesn't get portrayed as being evil?
And he obviously has
supporters.
I think they maybe have, and you and I probably don't watch enough TV to know what those shows are.
You don't think that if they didn't do that, you don't think that that wouldn't make the news somewhere? I mean, I religiously read the arts section, and I read the TV section of the newspaper every day, so I know what's on. I see what's there.
You don't think that makes the news when a doctor...
No, that's not what I said. What I said is, how come that doesn't... If they had a show that featured that, it would get written up somewhere. How come it hasn't been written up if it's been run?
Well, you know, part of this is also, you know, artistic expression, and we can't sit there and criticize shows. We were the first people, the Democrats, to yell when they wanted to take that Ronald Reagan movie off the air because it was going to portray him badly, but yet we're the same people that are trying to come out and say, oh, well, you can't make fun of this class of people. You can't have it both ways. It's TV. If you don't like it, turn the channel.
Well, you know what? I think that that part of your argument is pretty valid, but I think there's also, a part that I've talked about a lot on the air before, which is it depends on whose ox is being gored, and right now your ox isn't being gored, but if it was your ox, you might feel differently. Let me finish my statement.
Okay.
If I were a Muslim, and I had kids, and my only goal in life was to raise my family and live the American dream, if you're going to sit there and you're going to think that portrayals like that do not have effect on mainstream Muslims, on their kids, and on their families, then I would say, due to your age and probably your religion and probably your upbringing, then you truly do not know what it's like to be in the minority.
Well, I am Jewish, so I do know.
Well, then
very
you would
much
know.
So.
Then did you? Then,
know,
were you, then, were
right.
you, then you were? Were you in this country in the 50s and 60s when it was?
No,
when
I'm
it when
30.
It was when it
I'm
was
30.
When it was okay to make fun of Jews on TV
no.
and in the media,
no.
and that
no,
you used to get that used to get
the
that. Then go
survivors.
Ask them. Then go
Holocaust
ask them.
Survivors.
Then
I
go
know.
Ask them.
No, you're right. You're right. And you're right. But here's a really interesting distinction. You talked about Muslims in America. You're right. Muslims in America really aren't the problem. And I read a great article where they talked about how Muslims in America have been well integrated into society, where they have jobs and they make good livings, whereas in Europe they're forced to live in enclaves and they become disaffected
right,
youth,
so
they join gangs.
Why do we always
We've done a good job.
Why do we always,
done a good job.
Why do we always portray them as being evil?
Well, that's just entertainment, you know?
Yeah, huh? Until it rubs off on you.
But
all right.
I appreciate the call. Yeah. All right.
All right, thank you. Shalom. Take 48, 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And let's check out traffic now with Gina.
Just trying to clear out this wreck eastbound I-70 between Havana and 225. So that's our major hotspot right now. We had a multi-car wreck, and it looks like the left lane is blocked now. Lots of stop-and-go traffic behind this. Still seeing a pretty heavy commute across the metro area. Eastbound arteries are bogged down, including the Boulder Turnpike, 6th Avenue, C-470. Still have very sluggish conditions along northbound I-25 from University up to 20th. As well as westbound I-70 from Colorado to the I-25 corridor. Weather outlook today, sunny, breezy, and mild. High of 43 right now. Fair, 22 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The weather is cold, but the deals are hot at Mile High Harley-Davidson. This is the best time of the year to buy a new hog, with zero down and zero payments on all 07s for 120 days WAC. Mile High Harley-Davidson is your hog headquarters at I-70 and Airport Boulevard.
At the Colorado Crush, we score more, and we want our fans to score more, too. More excitement, more entertainment, more value, and more of what you like about football. We play fun, fast football. Indoors. Join the Crush as we begin our drive to go back to the Arena Bowl and win another championship.
Crush season tickets are on sale now, starting as low as just $7 a game. Order yours today by calling 720-258-3400, 720-258-3400, or log on to Ticketmaster.com or ColoradoCrush.com.
Homeowners, before you write one more check for your high interest rate debts, stop. If you want to simplify your bills and get cash, call and ask about a combo loan from America's number one home loan lender, Countrywide. It's a refinance that you could use to combine your first mortgage, your second mortgage, your car loan, and all your high-rate credit card debt into one easy loan with one low monthly payment. You get the stability of a low fixed rate, and consolidating at a lower rate could save you hundreds of dollars every month and give you the cash you need. No one can do what Countrywide can. Whatever your financial situation, don't wait for rates to go up. Call right now and ask for a combo loan. 1-800-641-8420. That's 1-800-641-8420. Countrywide Home Loans is an equal housing lender. Restrictions apply, so call and apply now. 1-800-641-8420. 1-800-641-8420.
I wanted to be able to email Mom, so we got her a computer, which she never uses. She says it's too complicated, so we bought her something really easy, a printing mailbox.
Introducing the HP printing mailbox, powered by the Presto service, the high-tech solution for low-tech loved ones. Right out of the box, it's easy to use.
Mom took it out of the box, plugged it into the outlet and phone, and presto, she was connected. I used to call her once a week, and now I email and send her pictures nearly every day. Easy for me, easy for Mom.
With Presto, anyone with a phone can receive email and photos without a computer. To find out more, just call us. The information is free. 1-800-300-7351.
The biggest surprise, the kids. They're always emailing their grandma. They seem closer to her, more connected.
Connect with someone you love. Find out about Presto services and get your free information. 1-800-300-7351. 1-800-300-7351. That's 1-800-300-7351.
Looking for great tire deals? Stop by your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Buy four Michelin or BF Goodrich tires and get the Works Fuel Saver package on us. That's a Motorcraft synthetic blend oil change, tire rotation, and more. Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service. Only at your dealership.
I can help. I got two strong arms. I can help.
We're better. We're proving it. And we want you to be the judge. Call 1-800-310-3673 or see participating dealership through 31807.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Okay, I know who this is, but I can't think of the name.
They had long black hair. They all kind of looked the same.
The Ramones? Is it the Ramones? What is the Ramones? 853. I'm not as dumb as I look. Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, becoming sunny high of 40. And we're talking about the show 24 and about how the Washington-based Council on American Islamic Relations is upset about the portrayal of Muslims on the show. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Here's John on 270. John, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hi. The pattern that I see on the show 24, when I've watched it, is that people's civil liberties and rights are violated, whether it be, you know, a group of Muslims kind of rounded up and thrown in jail for no reason, or like Jack Bauer, you know, just goes crazy and tortures somebody. But and these, you know, the FBI, or they act beyond the law. But what always happens is it turns out that, you know, they catch the bad guy, or it was really a good idea that they rounded up all these people, because they did, you know, it always turns out, oh, you know, we did actually get a
bad
guy.
So, in other words, violating people's civil liberties always has a positive effect.
Exactly.
Oh, that's kind of scary.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I see. You know, I don't watch it every week, but that's part of why I stopped watching it, was because that's the pattern I see. You know, like, he'll torture somebody, and, you know, he'll get the information he needs to, you know, catch the bad guy. Or they'll, you know, arrest some kid's father across, you know, some Muslim teenager's father. And the kid, they'll show the kid, like, yelling, oh, my God, you know, my father's not a terrorist. But then it turns out the teenager's a terrorist. You know, it seems to me like they're, that's not really portraying reality, but it's portraying.
But there's something I really want to say, but if I say it, I'll get, like, in deep trouble. So I'm not going to say it.
Okay.
I mean, I really am tempted to say it, but I'm not going to do it.
No?
Well, see, you know what I think? You know what I think the problem with doing this subject is? Here's what I think the problem is. 85% of this country is Christian. I would say that the majority of the people who listen are Christian and are white. Okay? So they probably never had the experience of going to school or being in public where somebody would look down on them or make disparaging comments about their religion and or, you know, just about them or their family or their church or whatever the case may be. And this is going on now on an increasing basis on this country when it comes to Muslims. And it just makes me feel bad because as a Jew in this country in the 50s and 60s, you know what? I had it happen to me and I didn't particularly like it. And I can see where I can see where Muslims are coming from. And it's not about the content of the show, and it isn't about conservative versus liberal. I got some conservative guy who sent me an email saying, well, we had to put up with the West Wing and blah, blah, blah. It's not about that. It's about taking people and stereotyping them and reinforcing that stereotype. And there are just certain groups of people in this country who seem to escape that kind of stereotyping, and I often wonder why that is and why nobody raises their hand and asks that question as to why it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, to me, I don't know, the stereotypes, there's more than just that one stereotype going on there. You know, they're stereotyping Muslims. They're also stereotyping, you know, the hippie liberals who are always crying about.
Yeah, they've got white people on that show, I'm sure, that are bad people. They probably have African Americans on that show that are bad people. But, you know, the Muslims being terrorists reinforces that stereotype. And you even get talk show hosts and you get people in the media who make comments about, like, sure, well, you get on a plane with me, and you're Arab or you're Muslim, you're going to get scrutinized more than anybody else. And, you know, if I saw two Muslim men praying on a plane, I'd have them arrested, too. I know a guy who's a prominent attorney who made that statement.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I just think to myself, man, where are you coming from?
Yeah.
You know, right?
Yeah.
I mean, because if I were on a plane and grabbed a Star of David or a cross and started praying on takeoff because I was nervous, I don't think anybody would throw me off the plane or arrest me.
No.
I mean, that's what it kind of gets into. Thanks, yeah, man. I appreciate the call. Thanks so much. All right. I'll have to TiVo the show and watch it. And I'm sure they've got people of all kinds that are bad people on that show. But Muslims being terrorists, you know? And it's just like, you know, the Muslim congressman in Minnesota. I mean, it's just enough already. All right, coming up next, Paul Waldman, Media Matters, and then I want to talk about foreign flags in school. We'll talk about that coming up here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Good to have you along. Stick around.
You've got Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM 760 with Jay Marvin, mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken, Ed Schultz at 1, and Randy Rose at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. Did you know there are 10 million people in the U.S. who have cancer? That's why it's great to know there are places like City of Hope Cancer Center that are on a fast track with research to find a cure. With new approaches like immunotherapy that use the body's own immune system to fight cancer. And they're helping create new drugs like Herceptin or Rituxan that are saving lives everywhere, every day. Now that's something to sing about. For more information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
And now for the bonus round. What's the inverse of January 12th?
September 22nd, 9 p.m. Eastern.
Correct. What's next in this sequence? Sequoia? Hummingbird?
Pantalonis.
Correct. About how many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
1 billion.
Correct. Netflix. Nearly 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose your movies online and get DVDs delivered right to your door in about one business day. A plan that's right for you from only $5.99 a month. Netflix. It's that easy.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Tonight, President Bush steps before Congress and the American people to report on the State of the Union. Live to the White House now, and CBS News correspondent Peter Merritt. Peter, the war in Iraq will be looming over this speech, even though the president would like to put the focus on domestic priorities.
Well, that's right, Nick. The president will urge Congress and the nation to give his troop increase plan time to work. But officials say he will emphasize domestic issues, including health care, education, energy, and immigration reform. He'll seek common ground with the Democratic-controlled Congress, but this speech unfolds as Mr. Bush faces his lowest approval rating ever. Not a big worry, though, according to spokesman Tony Snow.
You've got him confused for somebody who indulges in self-pity, and it doesn't work that way.
Snow and other Bush aides promise bold new ideas in tonight's speech. Live at the White House, I'm Peter Mayer, CBS News.
For the military man, the president wants to lead his retooled Iraq strategies, not sugarcoating what lies ahead. At his confirmation hearing, Army General David Petraeus has told the Senate Armed Services Committee there will be tough days to come, and he's made a pledge.
I want to assure you that should I determine that the new strategy cannot succeed, I will provide such an assessment.
The military says three more American troops have been killed in Iraq and at least six more Iraqis have died in the latest round of attacks. And the nominees are... This was the morning that movie fans found out who's in the running for the Oscars. We're live in Hollywood with CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman.
Well, Nick, the race for the Oscars is underway and topping the list with the most nominations... Dreamgirls is up for 8 awards, but in a major surprise, it did not receive a nomination for the top prize, Best Picture. The nominees for Best Picture are Babel, The Departed, The Queen, Letters from Iwo Jima, and Little Miss Sunshine. In the battle for Best Actress, Helen Mirren leads the way. She's the overwhelming favorite to win for her role in The Queen. The sentimental favorite this year could be legendary director Martin Scorsese. He's a nominee for The Departed. It's his 6th nomination. He has never won the Oscar. Live in Los Angeles, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Opening statements are underway in the trial of Louis Libby, charged with perjury in the outing of CIA agent Valerie Plame. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato is covering.
Opening statements will be made before a jury that was pieced together after a battle over political beliefs. Libby's lawyers worked hard to keep people opposed to the Bush administration's Iraq policies off the panel. One potential juror, for instance, was stricken after she called the war horrendous.
A scandal at the highest levels of the Israeli government is moving a step closer to the courtroom. CBS News correspondent Robert Berger has details from Jerusalem.
Israel's attorney general has recommended that President Moshe Katsav be indicted on charges of rape and abuse of power. The charges stem from complaints by several women who worked for him as president and before that as a cabinet minister. Katsav denies the charges, but has said that if he's indicted, he would step down.
And checking Wall Street, the Dow is up 16, the Nasdaq ahead 4. This is CBS News.
Does the uncertainty of finding a good used car make you a little nervous? It doesn't have to. The answer is Honda Certified Used Cars. They're well-maintained late-model Hondas. Each undergoes a 150-point inspection, then backed by one of the best warranties in the business. And now you can get low APR financing on all certified used Honda Odyssey and Pilot models. I think uncertainty has just left the building. Honda Certified Used Cars. It may be used, but it's still a Honda.
See dealer for financing and limited warranty details.
Okay, this is how I run my business. I put receipts at the front of the shoebox. Unpaid invoices go in the back.
But, hon, what happens if you drop the shoebox?
I might cry a little.
You know, there's an easier way to manage your business. Use QuickBooks. It's so simple, you can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you send invoices, see who's paid you and who hasn't, and get ready for tax time.
Great. What'll I do with my shoebox?
Put shoes in it? Just throwing it out there.
QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at Staples, Office Depot, or Sam's Club.
Good morning. It's 9:04. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. There's a new rule in effect today for all Americans flying to Mexico, Canada, and the Caribbean. You will need your passport to get back into these United States. Most Americans are not used to using passports when traveling to our neighboring countries, and people are now swamping the local passport offices.
We have hired more people back in our processing centers. And we are working some overtime.
Mike Silva with the U.S. Passport Agency in Denver. For now, the rule just is for air travelers. Next year, it applies to everybody. While there's been speculation about how the investigation into the murder of Derrick Williams is proceeding, Lynn Kimbrough, the Denver DA's office, says no, that case is not before a grand jury right now.
There was an earlier media report coming out of Denver that talked about a Denver grand jury in connection with the Williams case. That report was not true.
It's been 3 weeks now since the Broncos cornerback was murdered while riding in a limo early New Year's morning. No suspects in custody. And four prize border collies stolen have been recovered. They're back safe with their owners. The animals were in the back of a pickup truck that was found by a cop last night along 40th Avenue and Peña Boulevard.
What was most amazing about this is not the recovery of the truck, but the fact that when he walked up to the truck and looked through the windows, what he found were four prized border collies that had been stolen with this truck.
Aurora police say officers fed the animals. They were reunited with their owners from Wyoming. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. The biggest problem right now is outside the city. We've had Highway 6 shut down in Golden for about a 12-mile stretch. That's both directions in Clear Creek Canyon while they try to clear a pretty bad wreck there. So it could be a while before that reopens. Here in the city, the latest issue, eastbound I-70 at Pecos. Traffic still dragging as well on those eastbound lanes from Havana to your 225 merge. Security wait time at DIA.
Back. For 25 years, he's been barking out tips on keeping streets safe. Welcome, McGruff the Crime Dog. So what advice do you have for us today?
Hello?
Oh, what, you got a little stage fright there?
No, that's my tip for people who want to get involved.
Really?
Start by saying hi to your neighbors. From there, it's an easy step to keeping informed about what's going on in your neighborhood. Who's coming? Who's going? Who's that bald guy with a mustache?
Huh? Hey, that's my producer.
That mustache looks fake.
Really?
I mean, if something in your neighborhood looks suspicious, talking to neighbors helps. It puts everyone on the lookout, and that can reduce crime.
Uh-huh. So the best way to keep my car from getting stolen is to say, nice haircut, to Mr. Resnick next door.
Sure, if it's true.
Well, it's not.
If you're concerned about crime, open up to your neighbors and say, hello. Oh, and goodbye.
Wow, another tip?
No, we're out of time.
Oh.
But you can learn more at weprevent.org.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong.
Morning, 9:07, 7 minutes after 9 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Going to be a nice day today, becoming sunny with a high of 40. Referencing last half hour's discussion, I did get an email from a guy who claims that they did vilify evangelical Christians on the television.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free DVD and $200 discount certificate. 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
Hydrogen cyanide, carbon monoxide, just two of the toxic gases in every puff of cigarette smoke. When in the presence of others, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
For some high school students, school can be a dangerous place. Just being in school can be a struggle. But despite all the obstacles, inside every high school student is a graduate. Go to boostup.org and find out how you can help a friend finish high school. Boostup.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Lily? Lily, where are you?
Every parent knows that feeling. Imagine if she were actually abducted. To receive free Amber Alerts on your cell phone, go to wirelessamberalerts.org. A child is calling for help. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Yeah, but you know what? People who are not Muslim, they don't understand it. They don't get it. They think that those of us, but Muslims and people like myself who think that it's like it's getting old and it's like not a good thing, they think we're nuts.
Well, I think that it may be hard for people to understand, particularly people who are in the majority, why one particular minority group or another would have these kinds of issues. But when you only see your kind of people portrayed every now and again, and there are very few of those representations, it can become something that you really care a lot about. Whereas, you know, if you're a white person, well, there are thousands and thousands of different kinds of white people on television, and some of them are good, and some of them are bad, and some of them are smart, and some of them are dumb, and so you're not really worried because there's so much, such a wide variety of those presentations about how your ethnicity or your race is being portrayed. But when there are only a few, it can become something that you pay a lot of attention to, particularly if, you know, in the case of Muslims, how they mostly tend to be terrorists.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's twice now I've fought this battle, and I'm losing it, so maybe I just leave it alone because the majority of the listeners don't agree with me and don't understand it. Don't get where I'm coming from. All right, I want to get into this whole thing about Obama. I don't know where to start with this. You want to start first of all with the whole Obama went to a madrasa business, and CNN I guess blew the cover on that deal yesterday, but Fox went and repeated it, and you know, the Washington Times did it through Insight, and then they try to blame it on Hillary Clinton, and you want to comment on that whole smear job?
Yeah, for the background, for people who don't know, when Obama was a young boy, for a couple of years he lived in Indonesia, and he went to a Muslim school there, and he also went to a Catholic school there too, I believe. And there are some right-wing blogs and talk radio hosts picked up on this, and they said, aha, he went to a madrasa, obviously trying to imply that, you know, Barack Obama was being trained to be a terrorist as a young boy 40 years ago. It's completely ridiculous, but that notion has been spreading around, and then it gets, as these things often do, you know, it starts on some right-wing blog, and then it goes to right-wing talk radio, and then it goes to Fox News. And so that's what we saw happen. And nobody, one of the things that ended up coming up is that they said, well, this story must have been circulated by Hillary Clinton, because she's so vicious. That's one of the storylines we're seeing out there, is that, you know, the Clinton campaign, oh, they're going to do anything. They, you know,
right,
the knives are out. And even though it was perfectly clear where this story came from. I mean, first of all, you know, the fact that he went to the school for a couple of years as a young boy is something that he talked about, and it's not like it's some kind of secret revelation. And also, there's nothing sinister about it. But even though we know exactly where it came from, you know, it came from right-wing blogs and right-wing talk radio hosts and then to Fox News, somehow everyone starts talking about whether or not Hillary Clinton is behind it. You know, what we're finding is that this, that there's no, that that evidence isn't even necessary for these kinds of questions. But I think that we're, you know, the campaign season has started much earlier than it has in the past, and all of a sudden it's ramped up to a kind of a fever pitch, and I think each of the candidates has his own or her own sort of profile in the media and gets asked different sort of questions. Obama, since he's someone who is not much known before now, is there, these kinds of questions can generate a lot of heat very quickly, and it's obvious that the right wing is very interested in the fact that his father was a Muslim, and they are going to be using that to whatever degree that they possibly can.
All right, here's Fox News Sunday. Juan Williams claimed that Obama's Muslim father presents a problem. Listen to this.
I think more accepted in corporate America, more accepted in the media. When you talk about things like experience, I mean, Hillary Clinton's had a term in the Senate, now starting her second, but I don't think it's that much greater in terms of foreign policy experience than Barack Obama.
I don't agree.
And I think in terms of Obama and race, I still think that there's, and don't forget the idea that, you know, comes from a father who was a Muslim and all that. I mean, I think that given that we're at war with Muslim extremists, that presents a problem, and I think there's a lot of, for all the openness to Obama and the whole idea of a fresh new start, I think race continues to be an issue.
See, there we go again.
Yep.
He's got a Muslim father. Muslims, Muslims, Muslims.
And this is kind of the self-fulfilling prophecy. You know, when we have commentators like Warren Williams who just say, oh, well, you know, this is a problem, and I'm not going to say that it's legitimate or illegitimate. We're just going to talk about the fact that it's out there. And that's how those kinds of perhaps illegitimate questions get an airing. And this is, I think, the one of the core problems with the media over the past decade or so is their an inability to pass judgment on whether or not stories are legitimate. And so, you know, if something appears on the Drudge Report, well, they'll just take it and run, do their own stories about it, even if there's no evidence that it's true, because it's sort of out there. And if the fact that, you know, Barack Obama is a Christian and he, you know, his father, he barely knew him, he left when he was 2 years old, the fact that his father was a Muslim doesn't seem to have any impact whatsoever on who he is or what he thinks or anything like that. But if the right wing can generate enough heat by, you know, talking about what his middle name is and stuff like that, then allegedly more legitimate commentators will say, oh, well, you know, this is just out there, so we're going to have to discuss it too. And then, as I said, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, and it becomes a problem. It's not that it is a problem, it's that they make it a problem.
Yeah, well, they've always done that. They slime their victims, and, you know, they are very good at defining someone before the victim gets a chance to define themselves.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we can already see some of the storylines emerging. You know, the storyline that's obviously emerging about Hillary Clinton is that she's they're going to say she's phony and she's a liar. Last night on Hardball, I was watching, and Chris Matthews asked, there's some question about her announcement and whether or not it was moved up to happen before that she had originally planned.
Yeah, I saw that.
And she, you know, she says that it wasn't, and there's no particular evidence that she moved it up faster. But Chris Matthews asked his guest, well, does this show a lack of candor? Because she decided, we think, even though there's no evidence to support it, that she moved up her announcement before she had originally planned to do it. And so already, like, on the basis of nothing, they're saying, oh, well, you know, this just shows that she's a great big phony. And there's, you know, the right wing is talking about, oh, there were trees in the background, so obviously she taped this announcement months ago. Well, you know, she didn't. She taped it last week.
No, it was from her house.
Yeah. But, you know, all of this, it then gives people like Chris Matthews the license to say, oh, well, you know, doesn't this just show that she's a great big phony? And I think that's what we're going to see a lot of with Hillary Clinton in particular. That's going to be the storyline that the right wing is going to push and that those mainstream commentators are going to spend a lot of time talking about. You know, in the New York Times, there was an article that talked about her walking by some reporters talking on the cell phone. And I think it was in the Washington Post. And the reporter raised the question of whether she was not actually talking on her cell phone, but was just faking the fact that she was having a conversation.
Right. Oh,
and there's
good
this kind
Lord.
Of presumption that whatever she says, it must just be a lie, because we all know that she's such a phony.
Yeah.
And, you know, on the other side, you don't get those kinds of questions asked about John McCain or Rudy Giuliani or who are assumed to be authentic and real.
No, I think McCain's got a screw loose.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
I mean, I'll say it openly. It makes me sound like Michael Savage. I'm sorry, but I think he's got a screw loose. I think he's, like, way, way on some disconnected other planet. Now, the reason I say that is because how can you get up in the morning and... All right, here's an example. Did you see him with Tim Russert on Meet the Press?
Yeah.
McCain says in the soundbite, do we have a soundbite where he talks about how there were all these rosy promises about Iraq? Yet what he doesn't say and what Russert doesn't say to him is, yeah, but you're one of those people who made those. I mean, you made those statements. Here, listen to this, Paul.
You are a veteran of Vietnam, and you understand when public opinion slips away from support of a war. Here's the latest NBC News Wall Street Journal poll out this morning. And we asked, if Congress passes a resolution against the president's position on more troops, should President Bush proceed? Yes, 30, no, 65%. 2 out of 3 Americans, Senator. And look at this breakdown by party. Democrats, 85% say no. Independents, voters you know well, 71% say no, do not proceed. And now 33%, one-third of Republicans say listen to Congress more than the president. Why shouldn't the American people, after they voted the midterm elections and have a Congress that says no to the president, why shouldn't they be listened to?
Well, I understand their frustration and sometimes anger over the lack of success and lack of progress, particularly coupled with optimistic statements made time after time when things were not going well and deteriorating. At the time of the first Gulf War, only 15% of the American people thought we ought to go to Kuwait and get rid of Saddam Hussein there. If it was as clear-cut as some would describe, Tim, Joe Lieberman would not have been reelected in the state of Connecticut. Americans are frustrated, they are angry, and they are fed up. And what we need to do is show them a path to success.
All right, there's three things there. One, I'm not sure of that 15% figure that he quotes. Two, he made his share of optimistic statements about Iraq. And three, that thing about Lieberman is a false example. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Oh, I don't know what he's talking about the first Gulf War, and 15% of the American people thought we ought to go to Kuwait. In fact, when you look at the poll numbers, and we did this, we went back and looked at the poll numbers from just before the Iraq War, support for the war was running in the high 70s.
Yes.
So I don't know what he's talking about 15%. As for Joe Lieberman, this is actually something that McCain has said on a number of occasions when people have talked about how unpopular the war is. He said, well, that's not really true, because if it was really true, then Joe Lieberman wouldn't have gotten reelected in Connecticut. Well, the fact is that the exit polls in Connecticut showed that about two-thirds of Connecticut voters opposed the war and wanted a withdrawal. And Lieberman himself did this incredible backflip, which he then did another backflip after getting reelected. He aired ads talking about how much he wanted to end the war and bring the troops home, and suddenly he was much more critical as the election approached. And then, of course, once he got reelected, he turned around and is now once again the Bush administration's biggest supporter on Capitol Hill. You know, McCain keeps using this example of, well, Lieberman wouldn't have gotten reelected if the Iraq War was really unpopular, but that just doesn't seem to be grounded in any kind of understanding of reality.
Couldn't you turn around, too, and parry back by saying, well, yes, it is unpopular. Look at John Warner doesn't support it.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's one of the interesting things that's changing now in Washington. You know, the press loves to write these stories about how Democrats are divided. They've been writing them so long that they just sort of drop in whatever the issue of the day is. But the real serious divisions right now on Capitol Hill are among Republicans. There are more and more Republicans, particularly those who are up for re-election in 2008, who are peeling off of the president's plan, it seems like, every single day. And so this party that has been so unified for so long and has drawn so much strength from the fact that, you know, it never has any dissent and they always stick to the same page, all of a sudden the Iraq War is tearing them apart. And I think that's one of the most important dynamics that's happening on Capitol Hill right now.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I would absolutely agree. Paul Waldman for Media Matters for America. Go to MediaMatters.org. Boy, it was good to talk to you. Good to hear your voice. And can't wait to talk to you and J-Mo again.
Absolutely.
All right, Paul, have a great day.
You too.
All right, see you later. This is Paul Wallman for Media Matters for America.
Yeah, you know, it's great to see the Republicans winding up in disarray the way the Democrats were after Vietnam.
Well, they definitely have got some problems. There's no question about it. And, you know, these guys are going to run for re-election like John Warner. They're not fools. They know the American public's fed up with this deal, and they're looking it out for their political future.
Yep.
9:23, 23 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I had one more topic I wanted to talk about. Do we want to do that, or do we want to go to open phones because we don't have much time left? Well, you know what? What, John? What are you saying? You're directing the traffic here. What are you saying? I'm going to bring this thing up only because I think it's worth mentioning. If you want to comment on it, you can.
I was a lot like you, very apprehensive about calling a mortgage company. I wasn't happy with my adjustable rate. It just kept going up. So I called EM Lending, and they hooked me up with a 5.5% fixed rate, and now my worries are gone.
Ease your mind and call EM Lending. EM Lending will beat any advertised rate, or they'll give you $100 guaranteed. Call EM Lending to find out about the brand new 5.5% fixed rate. 303-667-1160. 303-667-1160.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car. Why not make it easy? Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
And now for the weather. Today's weather brought to you by the American Stroke Association.
All across America, it's a clear, beautiful day with temperatures in the 70s and not a drop of rain forecasted. However, it seems African Americans can expect a chance of rain. Oh, and a chance of hail, a chance of multiple Class 5 tornadoes. And if that's not enough, watch out, a chance of a freak meteor shower later this afternoon. The odds are it's going to be very dangerous out there.
It's called the odds, and the odds are African Americans suffer almost twice the risk of having a stroke as white Americans. But the forecast doesn't have to be so gloomy. There are steps you can take to help beat the odds. Start by calling 1-888-4-STROKE or go online to strokeassociation.org. Join the power to end stroke. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-4648. Again, that's 1-800-550-4648. 1-800-550-4648.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on A.
Most of us know that after getting a gift, it's proper etiquette to send a thank you. From birthdays to weddings, baby showers to retirement parties, mailing that little card stating your appreciation is pretty standard practice. But one group hasn't been thanked enough. Our nation's veterans gave up prime years. Tens of thousands gave their lives to give us the freedoms and liberties we enjoy every day. They fought and died to preserve our freedom. And that's a gift you just can't put a price on. Can you send every one of them a thank you note? No, but you can express your appreciation another way. By donating to the Greatest Generations Foundation, you'll not only be sharing your gratitude with our veterans, you'll also be offering them the opportunity to go back to where they fought. These trips afford them the opportunity to find freedom for themselves and to take part in a celebration of peace. That may be the greatest thank you one can give. Please contact the Greatest Generations Foundation today at 303-331-1944. 303-331-1944 or online at tggf.us.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd, and a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
And the pitch. Dave just pitched a tomato, which won't work. But a healthy, vegetable-filled diet could give you energy to hit that grand slam. Run, throw, think, eat better. Can your food do that? Find out at smallstep.gov.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I mean, I really don't understand what the big deal is. Learning about other cultures, learning about other places. I mean, in the classroom I had, I swear, it was flags down each side of the wall.
Yeah.
I had about 100 flags in there.
Same thing with me. Are we insecure about ourselves, do you think?
It was never brought up when I was in school, ever. I mean, this was never even an issue.
Well, I don't know. Are we insecure about ourselves?
Why are we so scared of being, you know, of other cultures and other countries nowadays? It just seems ridiculous.
I don't know. We're insecure because I think we are insecure about ourselves, that we all have to prove. You know, it's like we're in the 50s or something, and like this is McCarthyism. It's communism all over again. Like, oh, you have a copy of Das Kapital? I'm going to have to arrest you. You know, it's like, give me a break. What is this insecurity? And this constant, like, you know, you got to prove it to me. Prove it to me that you're an American. You know, it goes along with this whole thing about speaking English. It's like, oh, okay, we have to speak English, right? So if you come over here from France or Germany or Sweden or Brazil or, you know, you come over from Brazil and you're in the elevator, you're speaking Portuguese, what are they going to arrest you? Or the whole thing between Tancredo and Salazar about him giving that speech, the radio address in Spanish. And then, like, Tancredo's like, well, we're creating a bilingual society. You know, if I had a kid, if I had a child right now that was in high school or going into high school, I'd love for that child to learn three or four languages. I love to meet people who can speak three or four languages. I wish I could. Now, I used to know fundamental Spanish when I lived on the border. And every once in a while, a little bit of it will come back to me. Like it did last night when Mary and I were, I think we were watching Keith Olbermann and saw something. But I wish I spoke Spanish. I wish I spoke French. I'm going to France this summer to the 24 Hours of Le Mans. And I wish I spoke French. And the times that I've been to France, I like the French people. And I don't fear people from other countries. And I like them. And if anything, I feel bad. You know, I desperately want to show them that we're not all George W. Bush and Dick Cheney and, you know, all these other people. That, you know, we do have some sensitivity and we don't think that the world should revolve around us. And I feel bad in the situation that we're caught in. And there was an article today in the BBC about how, on the BBC website, about how we're, you know, about how we're being viewed. Here it is. I have it in front of me. Now, this ought to disturb you because it disturbs me. View of U.S. global role worse. The view of the U.S. role in the world has deteriorated both internationally and domestically, a BBC poll suggests. The World Service survey conducted 25 nations, included the U.S., found that 3 in 4 respondents disapproved of how Washington dealt with Iraq. The majority of the 26,381 respondents also disapproved of the way 5 other foreign policy areas have been handled. And it gets into all of this stuff. You know, Israel, Hezbollah, Iran, Iraq, and global warming. And it's just not fair. All right, we'll take your calls coming up here. 9:33, traffic with Gina.
All right, Jay, we had a major issue on Highway 6 in Golden. That wreck still has that shut down. It's about a 12-mile stretch both directions in Clear Creek Canyon, so you're going to have to avoid that area completely. In the city, I-70 still congested in both directions through the I-25 corridor. Northbound 25 still shaken loose between Evans and 20th. Weather today, sunny, breezy, and mild, high of 43. Right now, fair, 24 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
DEX, where you can find the most complete local information at your doorstep. DEX Denver Met.
Honey, I bought an HDTV. Now we can enjoy the big game.
Where's all the other stuff?
What other stuff?
You know, HD accessories from Radio Shack. Monster cables, HD antenna, wall mount, and that home theater system.
I forgot.
Let's recap. You forget to take out the trash. You forget our anniversary. You even forget my name.
Well,
I let all that go. But an HDTV with no HD accessories? My parents were right about you.
Don't forget, for expert advice and a big game HD experience, go to your neighborhood Radio Shack.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-335-1850. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's national toll-free hotline for your foreclosure list at 800-335-1850. That's 800-335-1850.
How you can save hundreds of dollars a month or more. The Mortgage Store is a direct lender. They're an Inc. 500 company you can trust. And when you call the Mortgage Store, you're dealing with the experts, and they make it really easy. And the only thing easier than getting your new loan from the Mortgage Store is remembering the phone number. 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171. Call the Mortgage Store. They're the guaranteed pros.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie, a service of InfoUSA, and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-600-5701. That's 1-800-600-5701. 1-800-600-5701.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
Ooh, Bob.
Guilty undertaker size, the lonesome old and grander crash.
Good morning, 9:37. It's 37 minutes past the hour, becoming sunny, high today, 40. Man, what, you know, last 2 days, I've just been getting pounded in email. What's up with that? But you can email me. You can instant message me at AM760.net. People are really on my case. Well, that's okay, though. You got to break some eggs to make an omelet, I guess is what it amounts to. Let's go to Renee in Denver. Renee, hi. You're on AM760.
Hey, hi, Jay. Welcome back. Great to have you.
Oh, thanks.
I wanted to comment a little bit about Chris Hedges.
Sure.
Really great guest. Really important subject, in my opinion. Progressive Talk Radio could talk about this just a whole lot.
Oh,
more.
Oh God, I got some guy. I got some guy named Russ who sent me this email claiming he was lumping all people together and he was getting into this whole thing. And I think he was being very direct as to who he was talking about. He was talking about those Christians who believe in dominionism.
Yes, and the point that I want to make is that if you start reading and learning more about these people, they're a very large movement, they're very well organized, and they have a coherent philosophy and goal that they have stated, they have articulated very clearly that they are trying to achieve. But the people that, on the other side, the rest of us, that they are working against, we are very divided. We are not united. For them, it's all of a piece. Creationism in the public schools, prayer in the public schools, no abortion, no gay marriage, imposing their particular version of their religion, and so on and so forth, that's all coherent. But for the rest of us, you've got a biology teacher over here, a woman's rights person over there, and they don't see that we need to unite because of the people that we're operating against are already united. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I think there's ways to do this. I think there are organizations out there that are, and I can name three of them, that are fighting them tooth and nail. But the problem is we've got a lot of listeners to this radio station, and there are a lot of people in general who feel the same way you do and feel the same way I do, but they don't take action. Now, if you care about this subject and you're concerned about these folks, then we gotta marshal our forces. So the best thing to do is to either join the ACLU of Colorado, which is which you can find on the internet. It's ACLU-CO.org. There's also Citizens United Against Church and State. They're a good organization. I'm a member of both the ACLU and that. And there's People for the American Way, and I'm a member of that too. And they also fight the religious right. These are the organizations that all of us can afford to join because the dues are not that expensive. And they're the ones who run in, they're the ones who go to court and get in there and try to stop this stuff, which is what the religious right does. They try to do it legislatively, and they try to use the courts.
Right. The court is one arena, and then the other arena is the legislative and political arena. Those are some good organizations. Another one that I found on the net is called DEF, D-E-F-CON, which stands for Defending the Constitution, and they're about defending the Constitution against this particular movement. And the thing is that you may not think if you're if you're an abortion rights activist, if you're a moderate Christian or something, you might not think that the ACLU is an important organization for you. But once you see what's going on the other side, then you realize that that defending our Constitution and defending our democracy, defending the plurality of American society, is something that we have to unite around. I'd like to mention a couple books that I've been reading, and if any of these people are available for guests, it would be really good. One is Mel White, Religion Gone Bad, would make a really good guest, I think. And you were mentioning Americans United for Separation of Church and State, the Reverend Barry Lynn.
Yeah, we've had him on about four or five times.
Great guy, and his book, Piety and Politics, very
right.
good for people to read. And then John Dean's new book, Conservatives Without Conscience, that's
right.
really
Right, we
scary.
Had him on, too.
Scary, scary stuff. And then in terms of us uniting, the key group, I think, if we're really going to get anywhere this, is the majority of Americans who are moderate Christians. And they might not feel as threatened. It's sort of that thing about Nazi Germany, they came for the Jews, etc. You, the majority of Americans, you moderate Christians, you should be the most afraid of these people, because if these people achieve the Taliban rule that they want, achieve the theocracy that they want, they are coming after you. These right-wing fundamentalist Christians think that you, moderate American Christians, are heretics. You do not worship the same God as them.
That's right. You don't count.
Use the same name. But you do not, and they want to impose their version of Christianity on you. So for us, for all of us that are threatened by these people, the key group that we need to communicate with are moderate Christians. Why? Because there's so many of them. And then you, moderate Christians, you need to understand that these people are very threatening to you. Their God is not your God. Their God is the God of the Spanish Inquisition, the God of Fred Phelps, the God of the witch burnings, the God that led the Crusades across Europe, raping and pillaging. That's their God. And if you worship the God of love And if you believe that Jesus Christ's message is a message of love, then you need to defend your version of Christianity against these people who are fighting in the name of Christianity.
I couldn't agree more. And extremism is bad in anything. It's bad in politics. It's bad in religion. And these people definitely, you know, the Christian right definitely has an agenda, and they're going to keep working on it. And the only thing we can do is we just got to stand up and fight back. Renee, thank you. I appreciate it. Great call.
My pleasure.
All right. Let's go to Mike in Bailey. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Jake.
Hi,
good
Mike.
Good to have you back.
Thank you, sir.
Not taking anything away from your guest host. Hey, when you're talking about 24 and they're villainizing the Arabic or the Muslim people and stuff, and you made the point about the abortion clinic bombings and killings, have you noticed these have gone down substantially since they enacted all that new terrorism law? Because they can be prosecuted as terrorist groups. When you start I have to agree with most everyone you've been talking with this morning, like this lady just before me, about, you know, Christianity, how it's being, you know, robbed from the moderate believers and being supplanted by these fundamentalist groups. For some reason, and I don't know if it's laziness on the behalf of Americans, we're not united like we were during Vietnam. We had a common goal. But it seems like so many people, it's gotten to where it's just easier to sit back, talk about it amongst a few people, but not really do anything.
No, I think the reason is because the reason that that's going on is because life in this country has changed. Life is a lot more complicated now. It's a lot harder. There's a lot more going on. And and I say this almost every other day, the average American is working longer hours, beating their, you know, selves into the ground, trying to get what they need for their family, trying to live the dream. Things are complicated. There's a lot of stuff out there now that there wasn't out there when it was like 1968. So it's a lot rougher. It's a lot harder. And it's very hard to go to somebody and say, well, listen, here's what you need to do. You need to show up at this event, or you need to do this. And by the way, can you give me $25? And because most people will tell you, yeah, I can give you $25, but that's $25. You know, I really need part of that. I got to give part of that to my kid because he mowed the lawn, or whatever the case may be, or they got whatever's going on, or they need it for something else, or their gas bill's too high, or whatever the case may be. So most people basically are pulling themselves out of bed every day, and they're trying to slug through life.
That's something I was just talking with a couple of my friends last night, and I got onto the subject about unions and how hopefully we're going to see a bit of a resurgence of unions. And the first thing they started talking about is how, you know, the unions don't represent the workers anymore. You know, the leadership sells out. And I tell them, you know, well, if you're a union member, then it's your job to get these people out of those positions and find someone that's going to actually represent the workers. Not overabuse, you know, the strength of the union. Work with the companies, but protect the worker as well. And they just could not see it. They would rather have jobs with no benefits whatsoever.
Because there's been a long, 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 long process in this country of the villainization of unions. And the thing I find always very funny about it is, the thing I find hysterical about it is most of the people I run into argue those cases have never been members of a union. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it.
Have a great one.
All right.
Glad to have you back.
Thanks. Don't you think?
Yeah, I used to be shop steward for the
AFTRA.
AFTRA out in San Francisco, yeah. And I'm a firm believer in unions. I was only an active dues-paying member of AFTRA for 9 years, and when I retire at 65, I'll be getting about $12,000 a year just for having put in.
Yeah,
I've got
pension coming too.
Health and care, health benefits. We're totally taken care of. There was no copay. Of course, that was 10, 12 years ago, and things may have changed. But
it's slipping. It's slipping. There's no question about it. But, I was perfectly happy being an AFRA member. I liked AFRA. It's 9:47, 47 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Two lines open at 3.
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Handel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Go to CuriousTheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524. And who knows, you might even catch a glimpse of Monica.
I was a lot like you, very apprehensive about calling a mortgage company. I wasn't happy with my adjustable rate. It just kept going up. So I called EM Lending, and they hooked me up with a 5.5% fixed rate, and now my worries are gone.
Ease your mind and call EM Lending. EM Lending will beat any advertised rate, or they'll give you $100 guaranteed. Call EM Lending to find out about the brand new 5.5% fixed rate. 303-667-1160. 303-667-1160.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. And I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible. So I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics. And I'm giving it away. That's right, it's free. All you have to do to get it is call 1-800-992-3370. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich. Very rich. And my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call 1-800-992-3370. Get your free tape right now. 1-800-992-3370. 1-800-992-3370.
Energy Hog to Team. I want you to infiltrate the house and waste some energy.
We'll just sneak into these leaky windows.
Just like we thought, boss. No insulation in the attic.
Perfect. Now go wild and waste some wattage.
The Mitchell House. A house like many others. Except this one's under attack by energy hogs. They show up anywhere energy's being wasted.
Talk to me, hogs.
Wash them. It's not Energy Star rated.
Outstanding. What about the thermostat?
Not programmable. I repeat, not programmable.
Looks like we're living high on the hog.
Only one person has the power to get rid of energy hogs. You.
Hold on. Someone's home.
And he's got energy efficient light bulbs.
To find out how you can fight energy hogs, log on to energyhog.org. You'll find fun games and lots of tips on making your home more energy efficient.
Now he's installing Energy Star appliances.
Not Energy Star. That's it. Get out of there. I'll get you, energyhog.org.
Hey, wait for me.
Brought to you by the Alliance to Save Energy, the Department of Energy, and the Ad Council.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-229-5133. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now. 1-800-229-5133. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-229-5133.
Fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's 51 minutes past the hour. High today, 40 under sunny skies. It's going to be a real nice day today. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Don't forget you get podcast of the show at am760.net. You can IM me or send me an email. And also go there and guess how much weight I'm losing. What, John? Oh, we got these Robert Redford cuts that we haven't played this morning. You want to hear these? These are Robert Redford talking about George W. Bush, talking about the administration.
I just believe in the fundamental tenets of democracy, and when they get pushed, shoved, compromised, or attempted to be snuffed, it pisses me off.
Play the other one. The other one's better.
Anybody with a rational mind, with a sense of decency, is being positioned as a lefty by the behavior of the extreme rights.
That is so true. You must be an extreme leftist. No. Consider myself to be a mainstream Democrat. Here's Rod in Boulder. Rod, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yes, hi there. This is Rod LaWall here. I'm actually a retired American Baptist United Church of Christ minister. I serve both denominations. I very, very strongly support how you feel and many others regarding separation of church and state in this Christian right. I guess perhaps you could almost say that there's some people like James Dobson who must believe that God must be a Texas white Republican Southern Baptist or something like that. You know?
I don't know. You know what I think? What I really think? What I really think is that guys like James Dobson, guys like Pat Robertson, guys like Jerry Falwell, and these folks, you know what? They make a great living at this. They make
sure
a lot of money, and they make a great living, and it's a good game, and they get these people who are alienated and disenfranchised out of the American dream.
They exploit them.
And are looking for an answer, and they're going to provide all the answers. And to me, there's no difference between that and somebody else from any other denomination, movement, political movement, or whatever, that comes along and offers exactly the same thing. You know, that's why so many young kids in the Middle East turn to radical Islam, because it used to be in the 50s and in the 40s that they turned to Marxism. And if you look at all those countries over there, the majority of them formed by colonial powers, the British and us, every one of those countries had a communist party, and they all went that direction. Same thing in Latin America. But that's all been discredited now with the collapse of the Soviet Union and the end of the Cold War. So people are looking for some place to go. So you come along and you promise somebody pie in the sky, man, and they're going to, you know, if they're dangling at the end of a rope, they're going to damn well take it.
Perhaps you also realize, too, people who go to these fundamentalist churches, whether it be Southern Baptist, Pentecostal, ultra-Orthodox, Judaism, Islamic fundamentalism, they all want absolute certainty. You know, like, I'm of a more liberal tradition, and, you know, like, I think the religion and reason needs to be, but unfortunately, these right-wing people have been persecuting reason. You know, everything has to be absolute certainty.
Well, sure. And because they have to have an enemy.
Exactly. Right.
And they have to create paranoia in order to survive.
Everything's black and white. There's no gray in this issue, you know.
Right.
And one other thing, too, to mention also, you know, I support the Americans United for Separation of Church and State. With Barry Lynn, but also, did you ever hear the Baptist Joint Committee of Affairs with Holly Holland and some other people? Now, this
no,
is American
uh-huh.
Baptist North. This is not fundamentalist Southern Baptist. Many other people. I'm just trying to think. You've heard of Tony Campolo?
Oh, yes, uh-huh, yeah. We had him on here once.
Right. And I just wish all evangelicals were like Tony Campolo or Jimmy Carter, but unfortunately they're not, you know what I mean? In fact, you know that they've also been smeared by the other side of this whole thing.
Oh, yeah, and also there's one other guy, too. I can't think of his name, and he's on their hate list as well. Jim Wallace. Jim Wallace is the other guy.
Yes. He's great, really. You know, like I always say, you know, like as a Baptist, I try to tell people, try to think more of Harvey Cox at Harvard University, or perhaps think more of Jesse Jackson than Jesse Helms.
the interesting thing, you can't raise this. You can never raise this.
No,
you can never get into this without mainstream Christians thinking you're talking about them. I always wonder why that is.
That's right. Exactly it. And I try to tell these fundamentalists, don't paint Christianity with a broad brush, you know. It's the same way with any denomination
right.
or church.
That's right.
You know, that's the whole thing. But these people are so presumptuous, you know, in what they want to say and do. Exactly it. Well, I just want to say, we're very happy you're back. Very, very delighted. And keep up the good work, Jay, okay?
Thank you. And you know, and you're proof that Jesus exists.
Well, thanks so much. Very, very much. Exactly. And peace and shalom.
You know what? Now. You got it, my friend. Thank you.
Right.
All right. Here's an email I want to read from Shakur on the topic of stereotyping the 24 television series. I just came back from making the Muslim pilgrimage, Hajj, I believe is what they call it. And every time I take a flight, it is more than likely that the time for prayer will come when I'm at the airport. So I pray there. But there's a fear that I may simply be arrested and detained by the TSA. And also, I like to paintball, and I go with some friends who are both the Muslim and non-Muslim. But I recently told a friend that I will have to give it up for the fear that someone may simply say, think, report, that I am making a terrorist training camp. And speaking of television series, there is one called Sleeper Cell. It appears on Showtime, and the first season can be rented now. It's better than 24. It features an American Muslim convert who is a CIA agent. He is infiltrating a sleeper cell, and along the way, the series shows the debate and dialogue he has with the other agents to tell them that not all Muslims are terrorists, and the dialogue with sleepers themselves. Better than 24, more realistic, smaller budget, less Hollywood. And Shakir, to use Selakum Alam, my friend.
I see all that show. Sleeper Cell, great show.
All right. We're out of here. State of the Union tonight. Try to stay awake during it, and we'll talk about it tomorrow. That and a whole lot more. Agree or disagree, thanks for being here.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for